Matters. Tomorrow's news today.
Bridges and around power plants, saying you want to wipe out our whole civilization, you want to commit genocide against us. Well, then kill us. And the media are calling them barbarous scum because they have courage. You can say that it's a bad religion and the Muslims are bad, and I agree with that, but you can't. You can't sit there and I've seen a few shots where it looks like there's some teenagers there. So they're saying, oh, look, they've got children out there. And that is wrong. But the point is what's really wrong is announcing that a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. Next segment, I'm going to read to you the international definitions and Webster dictionary definitions and encyclopedia definition. In fact, get me an encyclopedia write up on it just randomly. And it is the very definition to wipe out a whole civilization or people culture. It's actually ethnic cleansing, but on a mass scale. Now, Israel and the deputy minister, under Netanyahu, have been talking about using atomic bombs and neutron bombs. And there's a very good chance that Israel is going to strike Iran with nuclear weapons. And so we played that clip yesterday. You notice I've been saying for weeks, they've had different people in the Pentagon pushing the idea of using tactical nukes. NATO's been talking about using tactical nukes on the Russians. Completely insane, changing doctrine away from MAD, mutually assured destruction. It's held us in good stead for 70 years without a nuclear war. And the U.S. is the only country that's ever dropped atomics on anybody. Obviously, in World War II at the close at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Fat man and little boy. So those weapons are tinker toys compared to what's out there now. And so it's a very serious threat. And now it's all over the news. Because when you say totally obliterate an entire society, an entire culture, civilization, that's what that means. So I talked to a lot of insiders that know Trump well and noticed some of those folks you don't even see doing interviews right now because they're not going to lie, but they can't bring themselves to say what's happened. But Trump has gone from not giving an F to absolutely thinking he's invincible, thinking that he is right, thinking that he can do no wrong. And we are on the edge of total disaster. I mean, this is serious war crime stuff that's already going on. Blowing up civilian bridges and already hitting power plants. But now it's about to intensify. And when Trump defines it as genocide, then it's open and shut. I mean, leave it to him to, like, I'll destroy your whole civilization, never to be brought back again. That's genocide. We'll be right back. Share the live feeds on Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the Ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in the stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, April 7th, 2026. And we are now well into the Trump administration. Let's put up on screen how many days we're into this. And he has completely gone off the rails in a spectacular way. Emergency Tuesday broadcast, nuclear attack fears mount after Trump threatens to wipe out all of Iranian civilization. Iran cuts all contact with U.S. Meanwhile, Israel is bombing Kharg Island with the U.S. ahead of U.S. invasion. We're entering the 442nd day of the Trump administration. I want to be very clear up front here. Very clear. The Trump of the last 10 years, until about 8 months ago, was amazing. Didn't tell lies. Almost everything he said was accurate. Really stood up for this country, did the best he could, went through hell, and we changed the world for the good. Much better Supreme Court, the list goes on and on, the border shut down, trying to stop war with Russia, all of it. Putting RFK in, all of it. And we saw him start changing course when Elon Musk left and said there's big problems here. And then the neocons, Israel swooped in and basically has full control. Since then, when you watch the cabinet meetings, it is a sycophantic worship session. Trump began to switch his policies up on everything from glyphosate to so-called skilled visas. You saw him pull ICE out, and now deportations are way down. He has made a dramatic turn away from what classic MAGA was. And so it is with great horror that I have to speak out against Trump, because make no mistake, on the other side, we have people like the Virginia governor, Spanberger, who's a total CIA demon, and Gavin Newsom, Patrick Bateman. I mean, we know they are evil, and they got their act together. And they are coming after our families, our children, our future. They want the carbon taxes, Trump killing the carbon taxes. That global thing is in trouble everywhere. It's falling apart. Beautiful. There's estimates it'll kill 2 billion people if they cut carbon in half the next 10 years. You see what's happened to the Strait of Hormuz, so just a little bit. This is all Great Reset 2.0. And everybody's saying that now. Catherine Austin Fitz, great economist, says Iran war is COVID 2.0. I've been saying that since before it began. That would be their COVID 2.0 to derail his recovery, which has happened. So it is with great horror and pain that I have to very aggressively oppose this new megalomaniacal creature that inhabits the White House, because I have been through hell to defend the president. I've gotten no support back, never asked for it from him. All I've gotten is blood, sweat, and tears, because I knew it was the right thing to do. And the left's got this talking point that all of us that ever supported him, we were wrong. No, no, Trump didn't want to have the lockdowns, didn't want to continue them, didn't want to do four shots like you, and doesn't want nuclear war with Russia. And I could go on and on. So and doesn't want to cut little boys' penises off. I don't want to hear it from you. We're not like you when you follow your evil leaders off the edge of a cliff. We're not in a cult. We're not in a cult of personality. We supported Trump because he was night and day compared to the globalists, the Democrats, the left, the UN, the WEF worldwide, and they came after him, and they came after those of us that supported him. But this is a new, different Trump. Again, my mom's dad, one of the smartest people I ever knew. His son, my uncle, one of the greatest men I ever knew. He died of pneumonia, so his brain was there when he went into a coma. With my grandfather, he had a stroke after heart surgery, and it was like going from an angel to Rumpelstiltskin for that last year. And so this stuff happens, okay? Under the stress and under all the Sudafed he takes and all the bad stuff he eats and everything else and sleep deprivation, which I said 6 months ago, it's sleep deprivation. He looks really unhealthy. His belly swole up. His calves have swole up. Whatever he was doing right before the campaign was great. He looked a lot better, lost a bunch of weight, was playing golf every day, getting rest. Anybody would crack under that. Anybody. So I'm not making excuses for it. I'm just saying what it is. So let's get this clear. When you make statements, and I'll go over the definitions in a moment, like a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again, that is the most simple, clear definition of genocide I've ever heard. I'll read you a whole bunch of the main lines, and you'll see, my God, that's he crystallized it so perfectly. I will end your civilization, your culture, never to be brought back again. That's what genocide's about, a people, a thing. With mass death. I will totally annihilate your country. He said that too yesterday. It'd be like in Mars Attacks when you know they show up and they start just blasting all the capitals. And they're already blowing up the bridges and power plants. They already blew up Kurg Island. U.S. military strikes Kurg Island with Israel, Iran's main oil export hub. U.S. strikes Kurg Island. American official confirms. The Iranians have broken off communication with us 100%. While Trump declares the deal's about to happen, J.D. Vance said, yeah, I sure hope they back down because we're going to totally destroy them. Serious nuclear weapons fears. You have Israeli cabinet members on TV, I played it yesterday, saying, we got nukes, we got neutron bombs, we should go ahead and hit them. And the minister that's right under Netanyahu, who's even more crazy than him, is like, yeah, yeah, don't tell them the secret. And they're all laughing about it, like it's funny. It's not funny. And just from the public relations standpoint, you don't want your president sounding like a Marvel comic supervillain who's in some space station with destructo beams saying, give me control of your nations, or I will start vaporizing your capitals and then your entire country. Or like Cobra Commander. If you do not hand over complete control to me, unconditional surrender, I will destroy your entire civilization. Hail Cobra. I mean, who is this, Thanos or something from Endgame? Trump's making the Joker look like a good guy. So this is a political disaster. His approval rating is down to 33. I predict he'll even go lower now. He was 56 8 months ago at his height. That's Democrats and Republicans being polled in independents. This is a mega disaster. Already started to derail his recovery that was working. And then you've got all of the enemies of Trump and the never-Trumper neocon Israeli operatives literally saying all of us need to be put in prison. We need to be killed, the rhetoric is now. They are foaming at the mouth. How dare you not want a new total war? How dare you not want to destroy a whole civilization? How dare you not want the Strait of Hormuz shut down? And then you have the flip-flopping. Oh, I don't need the Strait of Hormuz. It's your problem. Everybody else, you go free it when our own Navy says we can't because of the installations and how many weapons they've got there. It's a shooting gallery. It's a trap. And he's like, I don't want it. Open that effing thing right now. I'll destroy your entire civilization. I'll destroy your whole country. Allah Akbar. God is great. Allah is great. I mean, what? It's cuckoo town. And 20 plus times, he said the war is won. And they're getting ready to physically go into Kirk Island. That's the military's been told they're going in. Now, sometimes Trump can pull back, but that looks like it's happening. What have we gotten wrong so far in 38, 39 days? I've gotten zero wrong. Dead on. Everything the neocons said about the regime will fall in 3 to 4 days, 100% wrong. And what happens in the escalation ladder? Let's use nukes. Now the Russians are talking about using nukes in Ukraine. See how that works? You can use them, we can use them. It's called a threat escalatory ladder. It's what all militaries at the war planning level study. It's what they follow. It's called war doctrine. And it's just like mathematics with probabilities. Pentagon said less than a 10% chance of success. And were they right? Yes. But there were commanders, like the head of CENTCOM, that said, no, we can do it. And now the Iranians are volunteering to go to the bridges and power plants all over the country and form human shields. So there'll be videotape of them all dying when the attack comes. But Trump's already done it. Wall Street Journal, Fox News reporting. Oh, Trump says if it looks like there's any movement from them, he'll extend the deadline again. So not only is he acting like a supervillain that has real weapons, could destroy the planet, this is the fourth time he's moved the goalposts. I mean, if you're going to make supervillain ultimatums, supervillain statements, well, then you better follow through. And I'm not saying follow through, but that's the weirdest message to send. It's the worst. And if they would have fallen in 4 days, I'd stand back and say, this is incredible. But watch Israel try to put an some Al-Qaeda leader or something like that in Syria. Or some puppet dictator. That's why I don't trust his regime change. But I'd have been, wow, this is incredible. Trump is just magic. He has a magic touch. Snatching Maduro was daring and incredibly executed, and nobody else could do something like that but us. But Iran's a whole different kettle of fish, whole different barrel of snakes. And you see that. So I am in the twilight zone right now. I am officially in the twilight zone right now. And I'm sitting there watching Trump wreck MAGA, wreck the Republicans, wreck the world economy, maybe wreck the planet physically. And then I'm just looking over at the Democrats smiling and giggling and everything else when they did nothing in Congress to block this. Playing with fire, gambling again. There should be a coalition of Republicans and Democrats, and they should vote in on the war powers and say you don't have it, and they should cut the damn funding of this. My God, what's it going to take? Trump ending the world? Instead, they love it. Oh, they'll protest it with the Muslims and march around with Mondami with all their Red-Green Alliance crap. And I've got to sit here and know they're breathing down my neck. They want to put me in prison. Trump was our lifeboat. And then our lifeboat set itself on fire. And now I'm like, what do we do? And people are treating this like, what side are you on? Are you pro-Mullah? Are you pro-America? They blew up our barracks. So, now it's revenge. And back in the air, I think we've had enough revenge already on them. It's crazy town. Absolute crazy town, because it's not going to work. The strait is closed. It's derailing the recovery. And then Trump has to double down to Mars attacks level, to Independence Day. We should be rolling that ass for the vaporizing the capitals. And this is just archetypally villainous. This is archetypally tyrannical. This is bad guy stuff. Dress like the bad guy. At least Bill Gates, while he mass murders, wears a pink sweater and goes, oh, hi, oh, liberal. The left puts women in charge to annihilate everything so that archetypally think of a woman as non-threatening. No, this is like the Nazis in black uniforms with skull pins on their hats. This is real death. This is where we love bombs. Where our diplomacy is bombs. Do what we want are bombs. Even when you're doing that, you say, we're really sad we have to do this. We're really sorry about the schoolgirls. They're like, oh, big deal. Most other missiles hit their targets. Who cares? The whole world sees that. The dirty, rat-like nature of the neocons. And the Israelis all over TV giggling and laughing about nuclear weapons and killing them all and quoting Bible verses about genocide and just acting like somebody plugged them into a light socket. They're just, It's demonic. And here's Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes asking, is President Trump the Antichrist? No, but this is an Antichrist spirit creeping into the White House where he's Jesus, he's going to save us, we have to worship him. All of them comparing him to Jesus, comparing the weapons officer shot down on the plane to Jesus. I mean, this is cultic stuff. And it is an Antichrist spirit. You know, the Bible tells us many times there are many Antichrists and an Antichrist spirit. And I don't think Trump's a devil worshiper. I don't think he gets on his knees and prays to the devil. I think he's under a demonic spell. And the preachers around him act very demonic. He's under a delusion that he's a savior. No, the Antichrist knows he's the Antichrist, but there are many that come in the form of precursors of the Antichrist. Just like you have Abraham, and then you have David, then you have Jesus. It's the same repeat. Well, you have that with the Antichrist. But definitely this type of activity is ushering in Antichrist-type behavior. The Iranians think they're triggering the return of the Mahdi, or the final Messiah. A bunch of sects of the Jews think that and say that everywhere. And the Christian evangelicals, the dispensationalists, believe that. Well, how do you bring Jesus back before the Antichrist is here? No, they're going to say the Antichrist is the Messiah. And you're going to have the Jews and the Muslims and a lot of the Christians say he's it. See how the setup? And then the real Christians that see through it are going to be executed. It's all in the Bible. But oh no, the churches are saying we're going right to the end of the world, right to Jesus, and blowing up Iran makes Jesus come back. Really, where's the Antichrist? Where's the tribulation? Where's the mark of the beast? It's all coming in, but it ain't here yet. You can hear the train coming, but it ain't here yet. It's a few miles down the road. But it ain't here. Anybody can see that. But it is being fulfilled. The beast, the caste of society, the AI, the social credit score. You don't act like we want and do what we say and let us track you every move. You don't eat. It's here. So let's go to Tucker and Nick Fuentes. You just got my take on it. And then we're going to come back and get into where this is going, the ultimatum tonight. I think just because Trump blinked this time for the fourth time, I don't think that might be a feint. I think Israel's going to hit him. Let's go to these clips. Here it is.
And you have to think through, like, could there be a spiritual component to what we're watching? Is it just a conventional escalation ladder in a badly thought out war with ill-defined goals, and we just wound up in this really tough place where we face either humiliation on the one side or a nuclear launch on the other? That's part of what it is, but could it be something bigger than that? Is it possible that what you're watching is a very stealthy yet incredibly effective attack on what, from a Christian perspective, is the true faith, belief in Jesus? Is that what really is under attack here? Maybe that's what's been under attack for a long time. Maybe our whole lifetime. Maybe almost everything we see is an attack on that faith. The one faith that is always attacked. Always and everywhere for 2,000 years. It's one. Many faiths have been attacked. Many religious people of different religions have been killed over the past 2,000 years. But there's been only one sustained effort to exterminate a faith. And that's the Christian faith. Could that be part of it? And is it possible that the president sees us not just in geostrategic terms and military terms and economic terms, got open the strait? Okay. Is it possible the president sees us in bigger terms? Sees us as the fulfillment of something or the elevation to some higher office beyond president of the United States? That's entirely possible. And that's not an attack, but it's also not a guess. Because at every turn since the inauguration last January, there have been religious leaders on the scene telling us out loud. Most of us ignored it because we're just so secular. We just sort of ignore it. Got some sleazy Southern Baptist preacher who says whatever for money. Okay, got it. We've ignored that this could actually be real. There's something going on here.
To me, I just feel like it's a little bit too late. I feel like Woody Harrelson in 2012. Remember that movie? And Woody Harrelson played that character that predicted the end of the world. And it's like, hey, man, I tried to tell everybody. I tried to let you know that this was coming. Now everybody wants to prep. Now everybody's saying, what do we do? How do we stop this? What can we tell our congressmen? Can we call Congress? And I'm like, listen, like, you know, it's great. I'm happy that you made it this far. I appreciate you signed the apology form. It's a little late in the game for that. The Antichrist is president. Okay. The Antichrist is president. The red heifer has been born. We are at war with Iran. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. At this point, reasonably, what really do you think is going to happen? What do you think is this is the end game. This is it. People are coming to the show now in 2026. The bombs have already dropped. Purim was last month and people go, Mr. Fuentes, there's too many of them. What are we going to do? I'm like, I told you not to vote for Trump. The Antichrist was on the ballot. They practically said Antichrist 2024, Gog and Magog at Armageddon. Like, you voted for this. I told you not to. Now you ask me, what can we do? Well, it's too late. There's nothing that can be done. So for the past 6 weeks, we're talking about the latest, the developments, the updates and so forth. But honestly, I'm like, guys, we just got to go into the mountains. It's time. It's time to go into the nuclear bunker. It's time to go to New Zealand. It's just time to get a clue. It's getting a little too real. And maybe it's just time to face the music. Maybe it's time to face reality. Okay. This is it.
What have I been reporting the last year and a half? It's come out in the news. All these elites have been moving to Patagonia down in South America. They've been moving to New Zealand. And then the ones that aren't as rich, you know, they're just building giant bunkers and getting huge yachts too. This is serious stuff, folks. Trump says he's going to destroy a whole civilization tonight. We'll come back with the latest. Stay with me.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it.
This stuff works, man. I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it.
This stuff works, man. I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town. I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between President the order Hillary. Being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They are voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, guys. Because she's...
Look, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
reporting on nuclear war fears as President Trump vows to destroy an entire civilization, an entire people, to never be brought back again. The definition. Netanyahu has said the attack has commenced. Does it matter that Trump said he may move the deadline back for a fourth time? We are crushing the terrorist regime in Iran, but we are doing so with even greater vigor and increased force. Yesterday, we destroyed transport planes, dozens of helicopters. Today, we attack and take out the bridges and the train tracks. And they're hitting Kerg Island with the U.S. We'll get to that. But you just saw that video that I put together with Darren McBreen and Leanne McAdoo 10 years ago. That video got over 100 million views on YouTube and on Twitter and everywhere else, like 60, 70 million on Instagram alone and Facebook, was all over the news. You know, Trump, hey, with Hillary, we go to war with Iran and Russia, nuclear war, you don't want her. And I had hundreds of clips of Trump saying this, you know, saying it other times. And man, did he change. And they got a few clips of him in the 80s saying, yeah, we go to war with Iran, we need to take their oil and take their coastline and all the rest of it. They go, see, he was consistent. Yeah, he said that once. And we have hundreds of clips of him saying, don't go to war with Iran. It's insane. And I've got tweets and posts just a year ago or so him saying that. So I'm with the old Trump. I'm not with the new Trump. It's that simple. It's like you're married to a lady for 20 years and you get home a little bit early and she's got the mailman, the milkman, and the FedEx man pulling a train on her, and then she tells you she hates you, and you're just like, okay, we're done. That's it. Open bedroom door, the neighbors, you know, Bob and Jim and whatever, and they're gangbanging her. I mean, and except it's Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro and Benjamin Netanyahu and all these other miscreants and ever Trumpers, and I'm just, okay, all right. You want it, you got it. And I love the fake neocons that are really just globalist Trotskyites. That's where they come from. Look up the history of neocons, who founded them. And they're running around posting clips of me everywhere, like, ooh, we caught him. Ooh, he's off the Trump train. Ooh, he's a traitor. Ooh, you were never on the Trump train, dumbass. You hijacked it and ran over the edge of a cliff. And this is a disaster. There's no way it even ends good now. But it goes from bad to worse. And you guys are more repudiated and more hated than ever. Israel is 100% rogue under Netanyahu. I predict it will never recover from Gaza and Lebanon and the West Bank and all of this open war crime, genocide, when they declare Amalek and all that. That's genocide. Got to give them A-plus for telling the truth, though. And now Iran, technically, I'd say, is 500 times worse than Gaza to take. And so Israel wants the same policy for Iran they had for Gaza. Put that Leonard Garden headline back up, please. Was Trump oblivious to the realities of Netanyahu's promised easy war on Iran? Yeah. It's on record. I talked to the people in the cabinet meetings. And Trump listened to Tulsi Gabbard about 5 days before when they gave him a report from the Pentagon intelligence agency saying 90% chance of failure of regime change. That's what this was. But it's illegal to do that preemptively, so they call it, you know, getting rid of the nukes and, you know, the missiles, degrading Iran's capability. And then Israel hit him first to drag us in. So, yeah, Israel's, even if you thought Israel could get away with this, and even if it worked, it would still be morally wrong, but it didn't even work. And the Iranians have broken off all contact. They've announced, we're not talking to you any. Stop saying you're talking to us. And their citizens have showed up in hundreds of bridges and power plants saying, blow us up, we're here. It's unbelievable. These people will be harder to fight and beat than the Vietnamese. Trump's new reasonable Iran is neither new nor reasonable, and he knows it. Oh, yeah, he's all over the map. I'm going to destroy you, I'm gonna kill your culture, kill your civilization. Oh, they're reasonable. Oh, they got a BB gun. They have no weapons. Oh, my God, they're so formidable yesterday. This is not 10D chess. This is someone who has been set up. And I've talked to people. I begged them, but they're not going to do it. But you know I'm telling you the truth. You see his actions. Multi-hour conversations. He calls one of these people every 2 days, late at night. Hour-long conversations. And by the end of the conversation, he's like, yeah, Tulsi's great, and yeah, Mark Levin's horrible, and yeah, I shouldn't have done this. Man, they set me up. Well, what do we do? And you see him the next day at a press conference. Yeah, Mark Levin's really evil and bad. I listen to bad people. I shouldn't have, but he's nice to me, so I did what he wanted, even though it wasn't a good decision. Talk about the war. Want to see the clip again? But that's the thing. It's like he's in a dream state. And so you can hang up the phone on Trump. He'll hang up the phone, and he's on the right course, and then he hears something else, and he's there. He's like, squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. And I'm not defending him. I'm telling you what's happening, okay? I've now talked to three people that talk to Trump at length. But one of them talks to him routinely. And you know who they are. And they said, they don't mind me saying this, just don't say who, as if they don't know. Okay, whatever. Why don't you just come on air, bro? Notice General Flynn's not talking. He is, it's not the source. He's not even closer to Trump. He's completely freaked out. And, you know, these are people that Trump has actually stood up for, too. Saved. So they don't know what to do. And the majority of the cabinet thought this was all horrible, but they won't tell Trump no. This is crazy town on steroids. So I'll take the old Trump over the new Trump, and I just love the icing on the cake and the sprinkles and the cherry and the whipped cream of every neocon or leftist that attacked Trump and hated him being who we're supposed to salute the flag to. Oh, member of the U.S. wasn't involved with the Iranian uprising. Yeah, we were. Now Trump admits it. Israel's now carpet bombing Lebanon, whole neighborhoods. The U.S. is doing that. I watch this stuff. They show Trump like black and white gun footage from the aircraft or from the missiles before they hit, send it back data. I'm watching the color. And you'll just see houses and, you know, five-story apartment buildings, and you'll see like five, six blocks just boom, 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 boom. Then I go check later the local TV, and it's just obliterated dead kids and women everywhere. That's not what America does. And then I hear the same from Mark Levin. Well, in World War II, we carpet bombed Germany. We didn't have precision-guided munitions. And Kurt Vonnegut shot down, highly decorated, wrote about it in Slaughterhouse 5 or 9. I remember the book in 30 years. New Kurt, great guy, big listener. Sent me some great original art he did for me, but not name drop, it's just really cool. Jimmy Stewart was a war hero and had nightmares about all the missions he flew over Germany and dropping bombs on people. But that argument is evil. And by the way, you know Churchill, and I'm not defending Hitler, it's just a historical fact, look it up, manipulated Hitler into targeting London in the Blitz because the RAF was almost defeated. They had a few weeks left. The Germans were only hitting military bases. But they knew Hitler was emotional, so they sent a bunch of Lancasters. The British did a daring raid and hit Berlin and bombed a bunch of government buildings, and it pissed Hitler off, so he then diverted. And Hermann Goering told him, don't do it, head of the Luftwaffe. Well, what a character there. Talking about Baron Harkonnen, for real. And they shifted to just carpet bombing London. And then the world looked, oh, they're carpet bombing London. And then we mercilessly then hit them with 1,000 times they were in London, blew up, burned, destroyed every city. By the way, it made the Germans fight harder. Hitting non-military targets. Just vengeful, stupid. And Kurt Vonnegut got shot down, and so the Slaughterhouse book, was it Slaughterhouse 5 or 9? I can't remember. Look up Kurt Vonnegut Slaughterhouse. He's being kept in an old slaughterhouse, and then the very bombers bomb him and almost kill him and kill a bunch of the other POWs, and he's just like, ah! Because there he was, already not liking bombing civilians. Now he's shot down. Now he's being bombed by his buddies. I'll pull it up. Kurt Vonnegut Slaughterhouse, I'll pull it up. You know my factoiding. I have to have it. Factoiding is what I do. You just go to the old searchy-wurchy. Slaughterhouse 5. There you go. The Children's Crusade, A Duty Dance with Death. I read that when I was like 20. Powerful. See, that she read a bunch of books written by the guys that did it. Oh, and both my grandfathers, too. Yes, my dad's dad, again, did all of his 22 missions out of North Africa and volunteered for a whole nother one once they went into Italy. And right before that, because we didn't know until he died, we got his papers, they strafed their base. He got hurt, Purple Heart. He was a captain, so he didn't go out. And that flight, they got blown up over Europe. And they said, Jerry, you're done. You've done your missions. Thank God, or I wouldn't be here. But to those guys, it wasn't a macho thing. It was their buddies up there. They couldn't. You only had to do 22 missions, but on average, about 15% of the planes didn't come back. Some missions over half were lost. This is like startup. This was like you're going in a B-17 or a flying coffin Liberator, and here come 200 Messerschmitts or Focke-Wulfs. And you're just Swiss cheese in there getting blasted in there, and you're 50 cals. But just imagine where we're at this point, ladies and gentlemen. And now like a little Jeffrey Dahmer with a magnifying glass pulling the legs off of a bug, getting off on his power. That's what the neocons in Israel are. We'll destroy your whole civilization. We'll annihilate you. We'll bring you down. You better give up right now. Meanwhile, now Trump's backing off for a fourth time. Oh, a glimmer of progress. Maybe we won't launch it tonight. The Iranians have killed contact, Wall Street Journal. We look like fools. The world economy is plunging. We're being seen as the villains. We're little Israel now. Yeah, Israel's the boss. It's true. Head of the ADL says, I'll get you shut down and debanked. Anybody saying Israel started this war is an anti-Semite. You frickin' started it. You admitted. You're bulldogging it. You're attacking Congress, pushing them to do it. What the hell is your problem, you damn supervillain? I'm not like, oh, God, Israel's doing horrible stuff. I get to attack Jews. Everybody knows that's not where I even wanted to go. I didn't want to get in this position. I didn't want Israel to act like this. But, man, I tell you, you talk about becoming a villain or just reveling in it. You're crazy. But I guess it's like gambling. Just the people running Israel get off on this. This is the danger. It's thrilling. They're on the TV. We're going to nuke them to Trump. And they're like having orgasms for like 5 minutes on TV. I watch all these shows and they act like a bunch of crazy people. Trump's openly genocidal threat ignites global panic. Military needs to revolt. I'm not saying that. This is all so dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start going to clips. Here's, God, I got so many. I got to get going here. Oh, the phone's up, too. Here's J.D. Vance creating more of a panic, saying, I sure hope you give up because it is really horrible. We're going to be totally destroyed. Here it is.
But we feel confident that we can get a response, whether it's positive or negative. We're going to get a response from the Iranians by 8 o'clock tonight. I hope they make the right response, because what we really want is we want a world where oil and gas is flowing freely, where people can afford to heat their homes and cool their homes, where people can afford to transport themselves to work. That's not going to happen if the Iranians are engaged in acts of economic terrorism. So they've got to know we've got tools in our toolkit that we so far haven't decided to use. The President of the United States can decide to use them, and he will decide to use them if the Iranians don't change their course of conduct.
Oh, so it's not we're just going to blow up power plants and bridges. No, we got other tools, and you've got people saying, let's use nukes. And again, I like to like J.D. Vance. He's a likable guy, smart. He's doing what Trump tells him. I'm not even saying he's a bad guy, but here's the deal. Iran's terrorists using the only leverage they have to block the Strait of Western oil when they're being bombed and blown up and their infrastructure destroyed? What are you talking about? How dare Iran, when we're punching them in the nose, put their hands up? I mean, come on, man. Nobody likes this underdog stuff. You have made Iran the underdog. You have made the U.S. the bully in Israel. And people are just watching us pound them in the face, sitting on top of them. And people don't like it. It's sick. And you go, well, screw what the rest of the world thinks. Okay. They're going to raise interest rates. The recovery's already failing. When it was succeeding, the globalists are so happy. Larry Fink looks as happy as a pig, and you know what? Now, here's Tucker saying President Trump is going to use nukes. Yeah, because they've been talking about it. Tucker knows the cabinet. Tucker talks to whoever he wants. You got to be around him in his house or whatever. It's like this person, that person. And okay. And then most of them are horrified behind the scenes. I can tell you, Vance is, you know, does not like this. But he's being loyal, probably to a fault here soon. And that's why Tucker was saying, hey, nukes yesterday before this even broke about nukes. Just like I was, because we got our finger to the pulse, ear to the ground. We know what we're talking about. We didn't just fall off a turnip truck yesterday. We're not influencers. We're American patriots. We're Paul Revere's. Here's Tucker.
So if you reach the end of your conventional power, where does that leave you? Oh, with non-conventional power. What's that a euphemism for? Nuclear weapons. And the effects of that hardly need to be explained. Well, they can't be fully known because modern nuclear weapons have never been used. But you can just draw obvious conclusions. Like, life in Iran, not possible. So you wipe out a country of 92 million people.
And they are considering using it. Donald Trump calls for nuclear strike as demands grow for removal from office. Here is U.S. Ambassador Mike Waltz booed as he mentions Trump's peacemaking. Yeah, this is a bigger joke than Obama getting the Peace Prize and launching a bunch of wars. This is like total World War IV stuff. Here it is.
War, chaos, violence, and more unsafe world comes to mind. But if we're being honest, that's also the world that we're living in now. With the U.N. So, my friends across the street worry that with President Trump's peacemaking,
This is going on for like 13 minutes.
Stage with calling war peace. War is peace. Slavery is freedom. Here is the U.S. ambassador, as you just saw, absolutely insane. Now here's Lindsey Graham, Lady Graham, Tinkerbell, Sugar Tank, War Demon, saying the quiet part aloud. Oh, Iran was going to go off the petrodollar. They were threatening the petrodollar. But this war is actually going to get people off the petrodollar, dummy. But yeah, oh, now it's not about uranium. Now it's about world power and control and cutting China off. You say, okay, well, then do it. It wouldn't work. The Pentagon told you. Trump wanted to fire Gabbard because she told him. How dare someone tell the truth? How dare someone have integrity? How dare someone not be a lunatic. Here's Lady Graham.
The Strait of Hormuz. Right now, they're charging ships, the IRGC, the Iranians, to go through the straits, and they're taking the yuan, not the dollar. One threat of this whole debacle is if we start allowing the Chinese currency to be traded in oil, that will hurt the dollar. In 1974, every barrel of oil sold and traded in the world is traded in dollars. Now, what are the Iranians trying to do? They're trying to change the currency from a dollar to a Chinese yuan, and that's an attack on the dollar. And that needs to end, too. So I'm very optimistic.
Oh, you're very optimistic. Couldn't find your ass with both hands unless you had that princess wand. Now, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with what Netanyahu is saying. I'm opening the phones up. Took like 15 calls from military. Only one guy called in and said, it's all a diversion for Kirk Allen. You're an idiot. You don't know. No, we know there's a bunch of disinformation operations, but we know the other effects of the economy and the world and the escalatory ladder. Not about your operationals. Just carry out your operation. We think at the higher levels, Mr. Smarty Pants, but I'm opening the phones up. I'm not mad at him. I'm just saying. We welcome people disagreeing. It's just bull crap. Here is a mega sale. This is so insane, it'll blow your mind. There's no commitment here. You just sign up for the deal, cancel anytime for free, one click on your profile, and you lock in ultramethylene blue, the best methylene blue out there, so good for your whole body, so good for all your cells, so good to regenerate. It's just incredible. It's the most incredible product we ever had. It's the best methylene blue out there. At cost, 72% off when you subscribe with one click. It locks it in each month to order you a bottle. You cancel anytime for free, one click, and it locks it in for $16.79. And that is literally at cost. Locked in for life as long as you say subscribe. This deal will not last long. New InfoWars cooler bundle, a great little ice chest with all of these free gifts and amazing products in it. Sunglasses, you name it. It's all about having fun with the InfoWars cooler. It's just jammed full of cool supplements and more. $199 value for $100. VIP members, $79.99. That's below cost for, that's a loss leader for VIPs. Canceling time course for VIP. Spend $30 a month in the store, get $40 to spend. Eat instantly. Special deals, special offers, special sales you just saw. InfoWars Ultimate Portable Cooler is rugged, insulated, and built to keep your drinks cold for hours. You get InfoWars Signature Edition, Polarized Sunglasses Limited Edition, InfoWars Tuesday, and more. And a bunch of other sales on Ultra DNA Revival. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. Take 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's yours.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thank you.
cold and rainy night, I was sitting in the light of my switchman's shack, a mine post on the mountain. The storm was pretty bad and the telephone was dead, but it was just 11 hours till the dawn. Then much to my surprise, the telegraph jumped into life. As I read the code, I thought, could this be true? A train was on its way, headed up the mountain grade, but she didn't have no engineer or crew. At the other switch, they tried to put her on the mountainside, but she kept on coming up the mountain grade. Well, I quickly doused the light to try to see into the night. Maybe I could spot her headlight in the rain. She was pounding down below. I could hear her.
Welcome back to hour number two. I'm going to open the phones up, cover a bunch of other news. Victor Boots joining us again, Russian military business expert, government minister, elected official in Russia. We get Russia's take on this coming up, what he thinks should happen here. Also, statements from Putin, support here from everybody. But right now, let's talk about Netanyahu. So Israel follows patterns. They're treating all of Iran like it's Gaza now, a genocide project, as Trump said. The whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back. But they had till like 8 o'clock Eastern or whatever. Well, Israel announced that they're hitting the bridges and the trains and all the things Trump said early. And Trump already started up a few days ago, too. Just like Israel drug us in 38 days ago, 39 days ago. So it is the same story. How would Israel like us running them like this? It's already happening. Israel, U.S. striking Iranian bridges and rail systems. Craig Island, after Trump vowed Tuesday, will be power plant and bridge day. So that's why Iranians cut off any contact with the U.S. a few hours ago, because none of the negotiations are real. It's all lies. So this is outrageous. And then Trump says, oh, I'll push the deadline out for you, which means it wasn't bridges and trains and power stations. And you have Israel saying it's nukes. And you got to take that serious. Trump's that crazy. As he said, praise be to Allah. Maybe he's the third Mahdi return. Here's Netanyahu.
אני כל הזמן אומר לכם שאנחנו קודשים את משטר הטרור באיראן. אבל אנחנו עושים זאת ביתר סט ובעוצמה הולכת וגוברת. אתמול הטייסים שלנו השמידו מטוסי תובלה ועשרות מסוקים בבסיס של חיל האוויר של איראן. היום הם תקפו את מסילות הברזל והקשרים שמשמשים את משברות המהפכה. הם משתמשים בהם להעביר חומר גלם לנשק, כלי נשק, ואת הפעילים שתוקפים אותנו, את ארצות הברית וגם את מדינות האזור, ואותם פעילים שגם מדכים את העם האיראני. וזו הנקודה המרכזית. הפעולות הללו, שאני אישרתי יחד עם שר הביטחון, אינן נועדו לתקוף את העם האיראני. להפך, הם נועדו להחליש ולקטוש את משטר האימים שמדכא אותם מזה 47 שנים. זה כבר לא אותה איראן, זה גם לא אותה ישראל, אנחנו משנים את מאזן הכוח מן הקצה.
So he says, for people that don't speak Hebrew or weren't watching on TV and couldn't read the closed caption, I probably should have read it. We're not targeting the people, we're targeting the regime, we're blowing them all up. But on Israeli TV, they say, oh, the Iranians 3,000 years ago killed some of us, so we're going to kill all them. It's just, it's pure crap. People see through it. And, oh, yeah, but 8 o'clock deadline? We'll just start now. Oh, come meet us at this delegation? We blow you up. Senior U.S. official, we are absolutely in touch with Iran. Absolutely, the talks have been positive. If we get lucky, we will have something by the end of the day. That was 7:45 a.m., the bombings by Israel and the U.S. on the bridges and trains and Kirk Island already begun. It's just like, that's Bill Hemmer saying that. Like, it's just all complete lies, complete insanity. And I'm supposed to sit here and lie to you and go along with this? Not going to happen. Stay with us. We'll be right back with tons of other huge developments. I'll give the number out and more. Share those live feeds now.
I've been in the war. people for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know like knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm like horrible with equipment. I'm like very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back. Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel. And you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
Next thing they'll be breeding is like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
All right, Victor Booth joins us in the third hour. Massive news in the fourth as well. I want to open the phones up in this hour. Let's just put 10 calls on the board because I don't want to have anybody left on when we go to the next guest. I want to hear from military personnel again, but I'm going to put them to the head of the line. Anybody who's a first-time caller or military personnel, if you're not a first-time caller, current, former, Middle East expertise, your take, disagree, agree, got a point you want to add, think I'm wrong about something. We don't screen your calls, meaning we don't ask what you want to talk about so we can decide not to have you on. Oh, no, we don't want that today. That's how people do. Just have a clean phone line. If you want to let us know the topic, we'll put it up there. If not, we just say no topic. You know. The point is that this is unfiltered to millions of people. This is real. Most talk radio is completely manipulated. All right? They put the callers on they want. We just raw, as long as you got a good phone line, and get to your point. But just be ready with your point, because I want to move quick here. 877-789-2539 on this war, 39 days into it, where it's going, Trump's ultimatums, classic genocide threats, I mean, now this will make very easy prosecution of Trump for this by him saying that this is what this is. I'm going to get to that in a moment. Terrible. I am just beside myself. Not pleased about this. But I must tell you what I believe is accurate. I must morally, what my conscience tells me to do, I must do it. I am absolutely distraught. I involuntarily yesterday during the break started crying. And I'm a tough guy. I don't really cry when family dies. I love them. Already knew it was coming. I care about them. I'll cry like a year later when I'm driving home from work and when grandma dies and suddenly it hits you. But at the time, I'm in control. This was tears of just frustration and pain at how horrible this is. So much good has happened, and now it's gone so bad. And when you study this stuff and you know geopolitics and the military and the economy and how the systems work, it's just so bad, folks. Maybe you think I'm wrong. Boy, I wish you could convince me I was wrong. Man, I wish this could get shut down quickly. But I told you, it's a trap of the globalist. It's COVID 2.0, like I said. Now everybody's saying that it is. Larry Fink's saying it. He loves it. This is how they derail our recovery. This is how they knock America down again. Because Israel got control of Trump's brain. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. We'll take your calls. Here's the Drudge headlines. And you know, in the past, a lot of times they were deceptive because I know the topics. But now, nope, people that are anti-Trump, they don't have to make stuff up anymore because he's gone sideways so bad. Trump unhinged. Whole civilization will die tonight. That's a quote. Nuke warning. Countdown to latest deadline. Iran calls for human change, and they're out there. We'll get to that in a moment. Men, women, and in some cases children, and I think that's wrong, but it's really wrong. He's dropping the bombs on them, going around the power plants and bridges to stop it. Got to admire the courage, though. But I've looked at a bunch of videos. I might see somebody looks like they're 15 or something there, but that's maybe they ran out there on their own and did it. You know, 15-year-olds do what they want. The media's making about that. How about the bombs that are coming to blow up civilian infrastructure? Think we got a bunch of Americans we were being attacked like this to go out and do that? Used to, yeah. I don't know about now. I mean, you got to got problems with Iran, but you got to admire their salt. Just saying. But the big news, according to the genocide definition, is that Israel and the United States started early this morning bombing their bridges and their train tracks and their power systems, and they had until 8 o'clock tonight. And then I looked. That's when Iran broke any contact saying, you're liars. You just want to get a fix on where we're at so you can bomb us. They zoom in, they can track it back and see where they're at. And Trump's all pissed off because he's communicating with couriers and paper. That's how most intelligence agencies still do it if you really want something secret. Dummies. I mean the audience, people that don't understand that. Mark Levin, I don't know anything about the military, but we got an incredible military that can handle all this. Yeah, you don't know about the military, buddy. You're a BS writer, neocon joke. You don't know anything about this stuff. You don't study this stuff. You don't care. It's all about your rhetoric. That's why you're wrong. So MTG said, 25th Amendment, not a single bomb is dropped on America. We cannot kill an entire civilization. This is evil and madness. I talked to her in the morning right before she put that out. She's coming on tomorrow. A whole civilization will die tonight, Trump's menacing Truth Social post. Trump calls for a nuclear strike as demands grow for removal of office. Political world reacts to Trump's stunning new Iran threat. Trump's openly genocidal threat ignites global panic. Military needs a revolt. I don't agree with that statement, but that's what's being said. Trump's Iran threat that a whole civilization will die, condemned by both sides of the aisle, evil and madness. Allies fear they are tied to an erratic U.S. and now have nowhere to turn. And then all his ultimatums he didn't follow through with. But he did this time. Oh, you got till late tonight. Oh, start this morning. Iran calls for human change. They're now doing it. Show some B-roll of that. Iranians voice shock and defiance in face of Trump's latest deadline. Vile on every level. Tucker Carlson rips Donald Trump Easter's rant about, you know, Allah Akbar and F you and I'm going to kill everybody. Alex Jones calls on Trump's removal. How do we 25th Amendment him? MAGA shop closes down after sales dip with owner blaming Trump's Iran war. They're gone to zero. That's what I'm getting on the ground. But Trump, oh, CNN poll, 100% of people support this. National polls, 80%+ against it, bipartisan. Every 99% of the Trump supporters I've talked to are completely freaked out. I talked to family, friends, every day. Lawyers and accountants were here today. They're Trump supporters. They're just like, what the hell? Russian colonel issues 10-day nuclear strike warning. The time has come. See, once we start doing it, it's over. So, oh, and remember Trump, we're going to find out who that journalist is. We're going to prosecute them for saying that this airman was shot down, the weapons officer, the colonel, as if the Iranians didn't know all those helicopters flying around. Now they're saying it was air support for a uranium extraction mission that failed. They blew the planes up. Just like 79 with the Delta Force rescue mission. And that's the intel I'm getting. It was a failed mission. That Trump then spun about, oh, we saved the pilot. So you kill a bad story with a new story. But here he is. Journalist who first broke missing airman scoop steps forward after Trump's jail threat, vows to protect sources. The Israeli journalist has come out and admitted to being the first to drop the bombshell. Robert Barnes did this before it broke yesterday. That's how dialed in that guy is. Talk about a brain bug. I mean, that in a nice way. That's from Starship Troopers. And so, oh, Trump will probably give him an award now. Oh, you're Israeli? Well, that's good now. Wow. And I'm not saying the guy should be jailed. I mean, he got it from a source. It's like obvious that's going on. You don't think the Iranians, when they shoot down a plane, don't see parachutes? I mean, just come on. But oh, Trump shut up real quick. Oh, it's Israeli? Oh, gosh. Let me don't talk about that. Amazing. Now, genocide is the destruction of a culture, a civilization, a people that have unique traits. And so when Trump came out and said, in multiple posts yesterday and today on Truth Social, that we'll destroy a whole civilization, will die tonight, never to be brought back again, and other similar statements. It's the definition of terrorism to say, do what I say, unconditional surrender, or I will destroy you all. That's the alien to show up and say, we'll blow up your whole planet if you don't give up. That's a black flag with a skull and crossbones, meaning if you resist, you're all dead. If they have blood dripping out of the skull, that was the pirate communication. Man, we're going to kill you even if you fight. The really crazy pirates flew those flags. Like, don't matter if you give up or you fight, you're dead. No quarter taken, no quarter given. The black flag with the skull and crossbones means, look it up. So flags are, it's old-fashioned communication, didn't have internet back then. Like a white flag with a black spot meant we got plague on the ship. White flag means we give up. Lots of stuff. Skull and crossbones means if you resist, you're dead. But most of the pirates flew it with blood dripping. Look it up. Little blood teardrops. You see that? A lot of them will have the devil on it, too, with blood dripping, saying, we're going to rape and murder you all. So Trump's like, total surrender. And total surrender in the law books means we can kill you all after you surrender. And Tucker said that because he's a scholar. Look it up, what total surrender means. And they went, oh, my God, he's insane. They're claiming, you know, Trump's going to destroy them all. And now Trump has said that. See, these military pennants and symbols, they all mean things as international communication. So when you say total surrender, it means you just give up. Total unconditional means you will do whatever we say, and we may kill you all. And obviously, when they killed the Mullah, they knew they would make him dig in. Obviously, when you tell the Iranians total unconditional, that means they're going to fight to the death. Israel's giving Trump intel to make him do something to force a full commitment to total war, which doesn't just give Israel greater Israel. It ends up derailing America. We go bankrupt to BlackRock and the Rothschilds, which is what they want. That's the larger goal, is COVID 2.0. So Trump says this. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have a complete and total regime change, you killed the leaders and they're fighting back harder? That's delusional, too. It's not a regime change. It's the same ideology. That's not true. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionary and wonderful can happen. Who knows? We will find out tonight. One of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the great people of Iran, that you're going to hit all their infrastructure, and who now are unified behind you, against you, and are unified behind the mullahs doing human shields. But he put that out, and then the United States and Israel started bombing all the targets many, many, many hours before the deadline. Total treachery. But Israel started it, and we follow like a good little doggy. Here's Trump years ago. The United States has spent $8 trillion fighting and policing the Middle East. Thousands of our great soldiers have died and been badly wounded. Millions of people have died on the other side. Going into the Middle East is the worst decision ever made. And then meanwhile, put it back up, Israel has a countdown clock to 8 o'clock tonight, Eastern, but that was all just a big joke. Because the attack's already begun. And they're all smiling. It's just so much fun to be doing this. So let me show you the definitions. And they're all basically the same. In Webster and everywhere else. Overhead shot, please. Now, you just saw what Trump said. This is, he did an even better definition than him. So short, so simple, so real. Genocide is legally defined as acts committed with the intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group as such. Punishable by death under the Geneva Convention. Genocide. Here's one from Merriam-Webster. The deliberate systematic destruction of a racial, political, or cultural group. Okay. Here's another one. This is the United Nations definition that we're signatory to. Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. Article 2. In the present convention, genocide means any of the following acts committed with intent to destroy in whole and in part a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group as such. Killing members of a group. Causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group. Deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about the physical destruction and whole and in part. Ethnic cleansing. What is all this? Imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group. Forcibly transferring children of the group to another group. And it goes on from page after page. What Trump said and what Trump did, what's ongoing is the definition. He says a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back. That's like Last of the Mohicans, that's a composite of true stories, where the one native tribe that's finally almost wiped out the Mohicans, he has the final Mohican there with Russell Means. It was really, they demonized him, a smart guy, fan of the show, friend of mine. And there's that final battle scene. He says, finally, the seed of the Mohicans die when I kill you. Cue up that battle scene, Last of the Mohicans, final fight. We'll come back with that. I'll take calls. Find it now. I'll play it right now because I want to go to calls. But, I mean, today your seed, your line, your people die. It's now breaking. Some military commanders may be preparing to defy unlawful orders to disobey the U.S. Constitution, according to retired Lieutenant General Mark Hertling, per MS Now. And see, I hate giving power to the left and them saying Trump's going to be legal stuff domestically, which he never did. It was all legal, but I call balls and strikes. And now here we are at that point. That's what Joe Kent did. He highly decorated, patriot, Army Special Operations, CIA Commando, wife died over there in Syria. He said, I'm quitting to get attention to this. I advise you privately. Now I'm doing this publicly. Change course now. Boy, I bet Trump listened to him 3 weeks ago because it just gets worse and worse and worse. Look up Hartling and see who he is. See what his background is. I don't know. That's really dangerous to start on following orders, too. With our enemies. This is bad, man. With the Chinese and Russians, this is like, whoa. And then if they'd use that to stage a coup, and then the left comes in, they're going to have a big purge. Oh, that's why they set this up. Israel's behind the whole thing. Iran is not the primary target. The Rothschilds, the globalists, the British empire system they own and control has manipulated Netanyahu and Trump. I'm not giving him a pass, is what's happened, to bring us into COVID 2.0. And Trump bought into that, tried to pull out. He bought into this. This is a disaster. This will derail the country, kill the recovery, create a global depression. And it is a total trap. Former head of HUD. Catherine Austin Fitz says Iran war is COVID 2.0, Department of Treasury, meant to destabilize global economies, as Alex Jones said months ago and weeks ago. Go watch report, Infowars.com. And download those reports. They just get more powerful over time. Repost them. My show belongs to you. All this is free to air. It's always belonged to everybody. Remember that. Get constant emails. Can I post your stuff? We have contracts on there you can even download where it says you have the right to air anywhere you want. You own it. Non-exclusive license. All right, I'm going to come back and go to Jack, Chris, Dan, Chris, Mike, Sean, Lori, Troy, Jeff, and Edward. In quick succession, let me get this out of the way. If you don't support us, we won't be here. The products are insanely good. Anything I sell you really works and is really good for you, or it's really fun. The best knives at great prices, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, some of the best designs of T-shirts, ball caps, and more. Do your shopping at thealexshowstore.com, and I don't own it. So when they shut down InfoWars, and I have announcements coming tomorrow on that, big ones, I don't own that. It funds the new network. They own it bigly. We need your support now. Now is a fundraiser. Now is the batch signal. Take action. I want to thank you all for your passport. We've come so far together. Now we're doing the most important work ever as things come to a head. TheAlexShowStore.com. TheAlexShowStore.com. And listen, this is the biggest sale ever on this. Ultramethylene Blue, our medical grade, cleans out your mitochondria, skips the oxidation process in the cells, supercharges your whole body, stamina, energy, libido, your skin, everything. You're nuts if you don't take ours. J.P. Sears, big health nut, taking methylene blue, didn't really feel it. Ours, he felt great after he took it. He was kind of sick when he came in. He said, I barely came in here. God, I feel terrible the last few days. I don't know. I don't have a fever. I feel terrible. An hour later, he goes, I feel 80% better. And when the show was in, he goes, man, I feel better than when I was sick. Wow, this is incredible. And you get him to do a testimony on that because, you know, it's like Doc Chambers, who started using it in 2004 when he got blown up. He's a Special Forces colonel over in Iraq. And he learned it would grow back the sheath on the cells of the brain. So he had brain damage before it brought him back. He goes, this is better than any he'd ever took. That's how good it is. We have a deal running for just a few days. 72% off at cost, $16.79 when you subscribe. You can cancel any time, but it locks in at cost in perpetuity if you're a subscriber on Ultramethylene Blue. This is such an insane deal. TheAlexShowStore.com. There's a bunch of other big deals there as well. Take action now. TheAlexShowStore.com. I'm counting on you. Plus, the products are incredible. You're really missing out.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from TheAlexShowStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Lewis, Russell Means, Last of Mohegans. And earlier in the movie, the Indian tribe that's exterminated him says, you're going to be the last one. I'm going to kill you later. But he fails here. And this is a weird beef between Israel and the Persians. It's 3,500 years old. It's totally insane. We should not be in the middle of this. One of your calls in a moment. All right, he kills the next to last one, but then the last guy kills him. The last one you can. This is a composite of true stories. It's a great book. You should read it. True classic. I don't know, it's about 10.
The guns!
So Mel Gibson's The Patriots, true story too, but it's a composite of three stories just like this one. The battles with George Washington, this movie, everything are all really happening. Because this happens about 20 years before the Revolutionary War. Clip from earlier when he says, I'm going to kill your seed forever, I'm going to kill your race, your tribe forever. And that's what genocide is, folks. And I am not pleased to have to tell you this about Trump, but it's just the facts. I cannot alter that. I cannot change that fact. Here's the clip where he gets killed in the end and fails, but where he says, I'm going to kill your tribe forever. Here it is.
A warrior goes to you swift and straight as an arrow shot into the sun. Welcome him. And let him take his place at the council fire of my people. He is Uncas, my son. Tell him to be patient and ask death for speed. For they are all there, but one. I, Chingachgook, last of the Mohicans.
There's another scene where the bad guy says, I'm going to get you to destroy your seed forever. I'm going to watch a movie in the night. I'm going to find it. We're going to play it tomorrow. Because I've been trying to play this forever, and I get it. The crew's trying to find clips randomly. We're just calling it for it on air. It's totally insane. It's my fault. All right, let's go to your phone calls. I mean, here's the bottom line. I am absolutely horrified, disgusted, saddened. I watched the neocons acting like they're on five hits of ecstasy. They look like Lindsey Graham looks like, again, he's a Christmas tree or something. Completely high on air, constantly making weird faces and saying, I'm so happy we have war. These people are scum. And the worst elements of our country in Israel, the worst elements over there are doing this. And again, every former Israeli intelligence chief went on Tucker's show. They've already been public and said, this is insane because they can think step ahead. And I'm not even trying to defend Israel, but a bunch of them don't like it. This is crazy. Yes, the Israelis on average like this because they've been getting hit by Iran back and forth. So you know, that's the public. Just like the Iranians are getting hit, they want war. It's dumb. It's dumb. And if they didn't control the Strait of Hormuz, it'd still be immoral to blow them to the Stone Age, but it wouldn't kill our recovery and put us under globalist control, which is happening. And then the globalists want us all poor to control us. 67%, it's like 70 now actually, are hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck. That's why Trump's, oh, I don't care about the Strait being closed, but then he's like, you better open it or I'll effing kill you all because it's a disaster. And all you neocons attacking me as a traitor, I know you just follow talking points, you're Israeli operas, bunch of Jonathan Pollards. That's what Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin are. Died in the wool. Not even traitors, they're just enemy agents. Because Israel, who runs it now, is an enemy of the future of this country and the world. Is an enemy of peace, an enemy of common sense, and has sold a genocidal Amalek worldview to Trump, and it is evil, and I will have nothing to do with it. And when the evil left that backs all their evil leaders looks and says, oh, look, Jones was wrong all these years, you're just as bad and worse in general. But it's not a choice of, am I with the Muslims or am I with Israel starting this war? It's what's wrong, what's right. That's real 3D chess. Just do what's right. It always turns out better. No end justifies the means crap. I'm an American. I support that. Let's go to your phone calls. Thanks for holding. I appreciate Jack in Florida, first-time caller. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. So basically, Trump is Anakin and Netanyahu is Palpatine, and Trump has been swayed to the dark side because of the same thing like your favorite scene where Mace Windu gets blasted out the window, and he says, oh, I'm so weak, and then Anakin chops off his hand. That's basically what Trump has already done. I believe we're already past that point, that shatter point.
No, and, I agree. And in the last few months, Netanyahu said, rise, Lord Vader. Go exactly. to the Jedi Temple and kill all the younglings. Only then will you be strong enough on the dark side to save your love, Padme.
Exactly. And he's already slaughtered the younglings. Let's be honest here. He's already bombed elementary schools and stuff. And I think the power that he's after is obviously related to his ego. He wants to be known as a savior, as you've talked about, of the Middle East and have this
amazing
legacy.
And remember, he said 3 months ago, he said, since I don't get the peace prize, I will give you war.
Exactly. Exactly. He's been completely swayed to the dark side. I believe we're at the point now where he's about to go to Mustafar and slaughter the Galactic Federation that did the blockade during
the boom. Mustafar system. Kill Viceroy Gunray and the rest of the Separatists.
Exactly. To just completely eliminate the false, you know, proxy that was created because obviously the false flags and stuff and Israel running Hamas and all that. And and you can see it too, visibly. Trump has all these visible illnesses where he has all these, you know, bloated veins and stuff. He looks like a bloated orangutan. And the dark side, basically, what it does in the Star Wars lore, it creates visible illnesses. That's why Palpatine, even after the Force lightning and stuff, has that horribly disfigured look. It will naturally degrade the appearance when you turn the dark
side.
Though
I am scarred, my resolve has never been stronger, and I'm announcing the first galactic empire.
Yep, and that's the point we're at, all right? Trump is Anakin. He's handed us over to this. Netanyahu is the one that influenced him, telling him, like, the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise, which is basically George Bush, when we originally went in there. That was the original
path to abilities.
Look how great you can make the Middle East if you just crush this opponent and make us great.
Oh, he admits Kushner's the one that said they're about to attack us. That's his intel. Thanks for the call. None of the other real intel people will even lie and say that. But Kushner told me that they were about to attack us. Whoa, okay, we've got $2 billion from the Saudis. When I mention the Saudi involvement, all the people obsessed with Jews go, you're covering up for Israel. No, Saudi Arabia supported this too. Let's just get who's guilty here. Yeah, there's President Trump right there on screen. Got Mark Levin right next to him, Ben Shapiro. Okay, Chris in Missouri, Military Army, your take on this. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Alex. You know, I was going to kind of lead to my point. I know you got a lot of callers. I'm just going to start off with a quick question, but then I can build into this. You're making a lot of great factual points here. Do you think Roger Stone is an enemy agent?
Enemy agent of who?
Well, you just referred to, like, some of these people you were saddened by everything, and you said there are so many enemy agents out there who are spreading neocon this agenda.
Yeah,
doing
Roger
this.
Stone's not one of them.
So okay, perfect. So I think it's the way, you know, I think your InfoWars has always led the way with this because it's so hard to find facts and information. So right now with everything, I'm just going to get to my point real quick here. So the best way to get someplace, find the truth and the facts, is to debate different perspectives and points of view. I wish that you would cancel Victor Boot and Roger Stone's free. I wish you'd have him on InfoWars the rest of the day because Roger Stone is really saying some things. I'd like you to debate him because you've never stood down from a debate, and I think today would be a historic InfoWars.
Yeah, right? I'm not been particularly following what he's saying on X. I talked to Roger at LinkedIn.
Well, this morning, I'll tell you what he said. So this morning, he said what you did yesterday to close the show with Barnes. First, he said about Barnes is everything that Barnes said on your show is exactly what Roger Stone says he knows about fly fishing, which is absolutely nothing. He then said that what you guys discussed about yourself, you were completely irresponsible. Those are his words. They're all on his thing. And he's also making a lot of other statements about neocons and the strategy in Iran. And I just think that what you have with your facts versus Roger Stone's facts, that's the way to do this. Have a discussion of facts and concepts.
All right. I'm going to jump here and get other calls, but I'm not following what Roger's saying. I did talk to Roger at Link Saturday. And so I'm going to go check out what you said. I'm going to stop right there. But let's just say this. Trump pardoned Roger. Roger's very loyal. And I'm going to leave it at that. But we'll see what Roger said. But Roger thinks he gets more influence by staying in the fold over there. So what you see in public is not necessarily what's happening behind the scenes. I can just tell you that. But I'm not going to make this all about Roger Stone, okay? I can look at this on his face and say it's wrong and a disaster. Let's go to Chris in New Mexico. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thank you so much for your time. I just want to start off by saying, you know, I've been listening my whole life. My father listened to you as well. And I just want to say God bless the Jones family. I hope you and Rex are cool, and congratulations.
Me and Rex are totally cool. I love Rex. He works here. Well, God bless you, brother. I appreciate you and your father.
Oh, thank you so much. I have some quick notes. I'll try to be as concise and respectful with your time as possible.
You don't have to listen. This isn't regular talk radio where I kiss the host's ass. I appreciate you calling in and listening. You are what's important. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's the whole national security scene is a facade, and it's completely hijacked. You know, we have...
Oh, no. The cabinet doesn't run anything. Israel, I have from all the insiders, they run the show. Go ahead.
Well, you know, just recently, Camp Pendleton, there was a Marine of Mexican descent who was found to have been stealing rocket launchers for years.
Saw that.
And selling them in Arizona.
Missiles, yeah.
The border wall is being completely obstructed. It's really embezzlement. The misappropriation is a felony embezzlement, and people, you know, they've so it's a whole setup. You know, we were the racists for wanting the border wall, and now there's a literal ethnic war. You know, God bless you for, you know, your quote, 3,000 Persian war. You know, you're so spot on, and people who talk to the contrary, you know, they have ulterior motives.
All right, brother, I appreciate you. Thanks for calling. I'm going to be fair here. Trump capitulated on ICE, pulled him out, because it was a trap. You could halfway say it was, but he totally capitulated, so just backing off a little and re-augmenting and remove the good people. But as for border wall, they get sued by the states, counties, locals. It's a total fight. It's a giant fiasco. So it's red tape's the issue there. But Trump's definitely pulling back on borders, on deportations. He's done a great job. The Border Patrol has shut stuff down. Thank you, sir. Mike in Florida, military contractor on the U.S. dollar and the AI economy. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. This war is going to create a recession. It's going to accelerate everything. Companies will accelerate cutting humans, double down on AI and robotics to survive. This war will hyperdrive this event, creating tremendous permanent unemployment. This is happening now. While the dollar loses its reserve currency status, governments will push digital currency.
And you even heard Lindsey Graham say the war is really about that, when all the experts agree, before this happened, that doing this war would kill the dollar.
Yes, it's a very good possibility. Carlson said, what is the definition of the military? The military, or what is the definition of strength? Those few that control the strait, or a superpower? So if the economy goes downhill globally, so does the dollar.
And if you can shut off 27% is the number of the oil and gas, 32% of the fertilizer, that causes a change. You are the superpower if you can control that. So see, it doesn't matter about how many tanks they blow up or how many 18-wheelers or bridges. They've dug in there. That's why Trump says open the effing strait. So when Trump was told they were going to do this, they said they would.
But the after effects, we need to look at, they're going to try, once this all starts going downhill, they're going to try universal basic income, free money tied to a collapsing currency. That's not a plan. Alex, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been battling with cancer, a heart issue. I wanted to contribute something to humanity. I wrote a 1,008-page blueprint. The book is called The Quantum Hive. It's not about universal basic income. It's about the making everyone wealthy.
Well, look it up. The Quantum Hive. Thanks for the call. Got to move quicker to get to everybody. Sean, Lori, Troy, Jeff, Edward. We're going to all of you. Dan, go ahead. Sean in California, Marine on the Iran war. And Nick Fuentes, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's Sean in California. We've talked a few times before. And what I wanted to go back to when I was telling you about, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, when we were getting training, I was telling you about the propaganda back then. The training we had was, as you called it, for white Christian patriots when we were doing the Mobile Operations Urban Terrain, the MOUT training, and also for Muslim radicals. And we would have that discussion, like, what do you do if you have an OSA constitution versus somebody from your church, that type of thing. They've been building up the military-industrial complex for this war for decades. This is their cherry on their cake that started with 9/11, rolled through Iraq, and now they want it to roll through
Iran. That's right. And again, people say, oh, you're pro-police state ICE. That's constitutional duty. No, under Clinton and Obama, they were training literally to take our guns in martial law. That was what I was against. And it was the police and military gave me the intel. They weren't the bad guys.
Precisely. Now, here's the thing, Alex. This is the time the Americans don't need to follow Nick Fuentes and head off into the hills and bug out. This is the time we got to turn up all the pressure. We got to support the InfoWars, share your material, get the stuff.
No, I agree. Now is the time for maximum engagement.
Yeah, like Deadpool says in the movies, maximum effort. Let's actually do this. Let's assemble people peacefully, lawfully, and wherever you're at, whether it's county, city, state, or national, national-assembly.net that you and I have discussed, formerly the Nation States Project that you remembered years ago. The reason people didn't engage in that was because there were parties that wanted to turn that knowledge into something to make money off of versus assembling their assemblies. So if people wanted to go and be whiz-bang in the court and make money off it versus actually doing it, and you once upon a time said this, Alex, that the Nation States Project will fail because of egos, not because of the people. And those people who spun off into their own rogue groups, they're all doing that. They're creating their own little, what do you call it? Their own little niches, like, you know, become a state national or Republic of the USA or whatever. They're just not assembling them. That's the thing. That they have to listen to the people.
Yeah, people have to stop running and hiding. They've got to get engaged.
Amen.
Great point. Thanks for the call. Taking a lot of your calls right now. Let's go to Troy in Alabama, first timer. Who's influencing Trump? Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, whenever we talk about Mark Levin, we need to bring up Sean Hannity. That's another worm. He's right there.
Mark Levin literally writes the teleprompter for Sean Hannity. So Sean Hannity is Mark Levin.
Yeah, I mean, those two together, I don't know who Trump is anymore, Alex. I mean, I voted for the guy, but, yeah, getting rid of Marjorie Taylor Greene. I thought Matt Gaetz was good. I don't know much about him, but I felt good about Matt Gaetz. But he got out the administration early. They got him out. But then turning on Marjorie, that really – I don't know where that came from, but I don't even recognize Trump anymore. As far as Vance, I don't know how this dude, him sticking by Trump being vice president, he doesn't stand a chance in hell at winning. I mean, Trump turned on us, man. I don't know if like the
Biden. Well, no, Trump's already sniping at him. He's behind the scenes. Vance is pushing against the war.
Oh, yeah, okay. But yeah, I mean,
he pledged to Trump as long as he thought it was lawful to follow his orders, so that's what they're doing. I'm not defending
he's
that.
Digging
I'm
digging his grave, though, staying by Trump now. He's digging his grave. I don't see how anybody. I mean,
yeah, I want to say this. All these idiots saying we're discredited against this war, we've been proven right. This is a fiasco, a disaster. Remember all the idiots that pushed this war. Remember who they are.
Right, right, exactly. We'll be on the right side of it. But I'm like you, Alex. What do we do? We can't vote Democrat. I mean, I don't know. I don't
you
know
just candidate by candidate, get real constitutional patriots in. It's not going to be perfect, better than the Democrats. You don't. You just give up and run off. I know you're saying what I'm saying. And then you just realize that Trump, you know, got demon-possessed, had an aneurysm or a blood clot in his brain. We don't know, but it's a new guy. So it's just, okay, too bad. You know, Grandpa went crazy, and that's it.
Right. Alex, I love you, brother. Keep giving them hell. Do not give up, Alex. You got people backing you, brother. You get weak. Get strong, brother. You got people backing you. We love you. And that's all I got, man.
Well, just remember where we are when we shut down soon. I'm going to make an announcement tomorrow because it's done. InfoWars is going to shut down. But it's okay. We'll continue to the All Shows Network. Just remember that. Let's go to Jeff in Texas. First-time caller is analyst for commodities, which is really important. What's happening with the strait being closed, sir? Explain it to us.
Hey, Alex, I'm just curious. You know, the U.S., in response to the strait being closed, has issued temporary general license easing sanctions on Russian waterborne crude, which mainly goes to India and China. So I'm curious how you expect this to impact your overall relationship with Russia and then the Russia-Ukraine conflict. How you see that playing out going forward?
Yeah, Trump is not using the closure of the strait that hurts them worse than us against them, which is diplomatic, and I agree with. He's so smart on everything else, and on this it's idiotic doing it to begin with. But, yeah, he is taking pressure off China and India and making it all about Iran. What do you think?
I mean, the issue is the paper crude market is much higher than the physically delivered cost of crude. And we've seen Canada open up the TMX pipeline on the Pacific coast, which is also sending more waterborne crude to China. So eventually, China is able to get more seaborne crude in response to our market impact on the
strait. Yeah, in a way, you're saying it's opening up relationships with China, and this is backfiring.
In a way, they're able to get more crude from other countries that was initially sanctioned, especially on the seaborne side from Russia.
Which is going to drive up more prices. And, you know, so what are you in general commodities seeing with the straits closure for almost a month?
I mean, the impact right now is going to be obviously higher crude and then long positions on NYMEX light sweet crude. They just hit their highest level at the end of March since 2023, so traders are expecting prices to remain high. So even if the strait is somewhat, quote-unquote, open today, the impact is going to be months down the road.
And for people that don't seem to care, they don't know the chain reaction that a 30% of oil and gas being cut off causes. They have no idea. It's an inflationary foundation.
And then the freight rates is another issue on these commodity vessels. The U.S. is going to have to run much more of our own light sweet because the transportation costs for the heavy crude, which our refineries are built to run, are much higher. So the products that are made from this heavy
crude. Sure, exactly. Everything's made from it. So in almost everything. In general, then, what are you thinking the overall repercussions are going to be?
I mean, it's going to be inflation from the roads to the plastics to any petrochemical products. So it's going to be less buying power for the American consumer. But also it means that we're going to have to run more of our light sweet crude, which we've traditionally sold at a higher price. So we're able to buy the cheaper, heavier stuff from
Venezuela,
like Canada and Venezuela.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They knew that it was they had to have lower interest rates and they had to have cheap energy for the economy to succeed. It's done. Sorry, like you said, chain reaction. Even at the end of the day, which is not going to, this just blew the recovery, folks. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it. It's next level. And Ultra Methylene Blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria, the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add Ultra Methylene Blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at TheAlexShowStore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade, Ultra Methylene Blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the info war, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlexShowStore.com to get T3, now available, and Methylene Blue at TheAlexShowStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
While you were sleeping,
they came and took it all away.
They came and took it all.
Yeah, it was an inside job. It's like it always is.
The lanes and the meadows.
was an inside job.
It was an inside job.
Just like it always is. You know, comparing Trump to Jesus, I would compare him to Judas Iscariot. Just the facts. What they say in Dragnet, just the facts, ma'am. Lori in Mexico, first-time caller, thanks for holding on Trump's sudden change. Give us your take. Thanks for calling.
Well, after the horrific Havana Syndrome attacks on over, 1,000 people in Trump's last administration, I think anything's possible, and I'm wondering if there's a CIA or Mossad black op program within the Oval Office that could be brainwashing Trump, because this is a 180 on his platform. Nothing else makes sense. Something has to be brainwashing this man.
I 100% agree with you, and I, you know, back during the first administration, I saw him suddenly look sick. I had some intel. They weren't going to kill him. They were going to put depressants in his Diet Coke. And I know he's obsessed with being poisoned, but we've seen a dramatic change in him and sluggishness and everything else. And I, just psychological warfare-wise, how they've encased him, but also they've got a lot of electromagnetic frequency. If there's any target they're hitting with it, it's him. But regardless, it's a new Trump. It's a global crisis. It is dramatic. He is literally, because he has speechwriters, give him terms, to say a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. That is the definition of genocide. That is the definition of war crime. So you're absolutely right.
Okay, so you do think it's a possibility? Because Havana Syndrome, I mean, no accountability, over 1,000 people attacked, it makes me sick.
Sorry, my feed broke up a second. What did you say?
I'm saying with the Havana Syndrome and over 1,000 people of his last, you know, cabinet members across the world were being attacked. They ruined families, blind people, crippled them. No accountability. This seems simple to me to get into his own Oval Office and do something to his brain.
Well, I know, like Bob Fletcher, on record CIA, high level, when he started releasing documents, they hit him with a microwave gun and exploded his chest, knocked his shoulder out of socket, and almost killed him. They have got all sorts of stuff. And it's not just us. You know, famously, the Russians were shooting radiation in our embassy. We're all doing it. And absolutely, this stuff is going on. But they, with magnetic fields, can influence people, make them aroused, make them sick, make them excited, make them tired. But regardless, 79, not sleeping, this Trump is a deranged megalomaniac and is a clear and present danger to the entire planet. Thanks for the call, Lori. All right, Dan in Georgia, if you want to hold, we'll get you in. In fact, let's take a few calls for Victor Boot today. We'll do it at the bottom of the hour. Let's put 5 on the board because I want to mainly focus on him, but I want to take a few calls. On the war, from a Russian perspective, your questions for Victor Boot. We'll also get Dan in. The toll-free number, open the phones back up, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. But, again, I take no pleasure in this. I could care less about being all over CNN, ABC News, and, oh, Alex Jones has turned, and Stephen A. Smith talking about me. That does nothing. Just being in the news does nothing. I'm not doing this to be on the side of the Democrats. I can't stand on their total warmonger criminals that want full nuclear war with Russia. I am doing this because my job's easy. I tell the truth, and that's it. I don't think about Machiavellian stuff, because the highest level 3D chess is doing what's right. And then later you see I was right. I don't think stuff out. What's right, I do it. That's it. So I can think about the issues instead of, like, what am I going to say? I just say what is right. And Trump needs to be removed via the 25th Amendment. He's a clear and present danger to the entire country and the world, and Israel is behind it. We'll be right back.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange,
and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the Ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
There's so many angles to this, but clearly Trump is in serious mental decline. President Trump is slurring his words, babbling, repeating himself in press conferences like 7, 8, 9, 10 times. And I'm not giving him a pass. I'm giving my analysis of what's happening. It started about 8 months ago. He got rid of Elon Musk and he started going sideways. He wanted to fire Tulsi Gabbard last week because she told him, don't do this war. Until folks I talked to convinced him not to. And you notice that they had a deadline of 8 o'clock tonight, and then Israel and the U.S. started hitting the bridges, the railways, and Karg Island at about 7 a.m. Eastern today. 12, 13 hours ahead of the deadline, which is why the Iranians cut off communications. And you notice Israel hit first today, just like they did 38 days ago. So Israel is truly in control of our foreign policy. Trump is a lightweight when it comes to military issues. He says, I don't care about the Strait. Let Europe and the Muslims go get it back, the Arabs. Then he's like, open the effing Strait. I'm going to annihilate your whole civilization, never to be brought back again. The definition of genocide. He's announced 23 times that we've had victory. He said again today, we have regime change. We won. This is the worst message to send to the world. This isn't unpredictability on purpose. This is someone out of their minds. And then he gives the very definition of genocide, to destroy a whole culture or people. That is the Webster definition, as I showed you last hour. The deliberate and systematic destruction of a racial, political, or cultural group. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. And then they start hitting the targets 13 hours before the deadline. And so, of course, the Iranians say, we're not talking to you anymore. And now they have their own citizens showing up at the bridges and the power plants all over the country ready to die. And our media calls them scum for their courage. Israel has had the deputy minister Netanyahu, who's even worse, say we might use nukes or neutron bombs, which I told you a month ago, neutron bombs, which we know they've got, which don't destroy the infrastructure, but kill the people. They're now bombing whole neighborhoods in Lebanon, in Iran, just like Gaza. This is genocide. And now Israel took 2+ years to absorb Gaza and still hasn't totally done it. Now, that's like trying to eat a 10-ounce steak. Iran is an elephant. But if they were in the middle of nowhere, maybe we could do it, even if we're evil. Morally, it's wrong. But the Strait of Hormuz has been closed for almost a month. You can't take it back. The Navy won't go in there. They know it's a trap. Even Trump 2 days ago, oh, God, they can stop anything. We have been put in a trap. How do we get out of this? And then Trump is told by speechwriters to just read on teleprompter, the definition of war crime, the definition of genocide. And Larry Fink's so happy, the Great Reset's here. The American recovery is an example to kill nationalism worldwide. If they can, the elephant analogy, take out the lead elephant, trying to be sovereign again with their incredible victory against globalists, getting them reelected. They turned that around. They got victory in the jaws of defeat. And now they think they can discredit any other nationalist movement against them. This is the return of the globalists. Trump totally set up, out of his mind, a giant baby who doesn't want to hear any other countervailing ideas. but privately admits he got set up and told Mark Levin last week, you're a bad person. I shouldn't have listened to you, but you kissed my ass, so I did. It's cuckoo town. So we're going to take a few calls for Victor Boot, Russian military officer and then paramilitary operator, kind of the Russian Eric Prince, and then businessman and a major elected leader in Russia, real Victor Boot, B-O-U-T, on X. Just launched that last week. He's a Russian businessman who was arrested with the DEA sting operation in Bangkok in 2008, spent 10 years in a U.S. gulag. He was illegally transferred to New York City Metropolitan Correctional Facility in November 2010 and went on trial. Was sentenced 25 years in prison. Spent 10 years in infamous CMU unit, the United States Penitentiary, Marion, where he learned about me listening to me on AM radio. In December 2022, he was exchanged for a prisoner swap with Brittany Griner. He is now a deputy of, I always pronounce this wrong, Olyavska region legislature, member of the High Council of the LDPR party, real Victor Boot on X. So Victor, I'm gonna try to shut up, so don't stop or I'll interrupt you on, cause I don't know where to go with you on this. There's so much, but my God, what a nightmare. What a danger. They're talking about using nuclear weapons. I know they're talking about that. Just this is the madness of King George the Third. This is King Lear. Where do you want to start, Victor Boot? Thanks for joining us.
Well, hi, you're absolutely right. It's a complete nightmare. And how to get out? The problem is, if it would be only a nightmare which affects Trump or White House, who cares? But now the consequences are literally going to touch everybody in this planet. And the situation every day is starting to be worse and worse. You know, the small lie will lead to bigger lie. And then, you know, nobody knows where the truth, where the lie, because all these statements, especially of the Trump, especially if he's flip-flopping on these deadlines, not able to listen at least to those professional or let even the diplomacy to take its time. It's really, as you said, you know, White House was hijacked by the, you know, eventually Benny Netanyahu, who runs it. He calls the shots. And, you know, the Trump now in a position like, you know, the old man in the house who cannot anymore say anything to nobody. He depends on everybody. Eventually, they've got something on him. He cannot admit it. He cannot come to his waters and say, hey, guys, this is a situation. I was lied to, you know, or whatever. Admit. And then at least it's opened some door. How are you going to negotiate the exit out of this? But every day it's leading to the more destruction, to more death. Not only a destruction in Iran, it's a destruction in the Persian Gulf.
All right, Victor. Victor, your Zoom broke up for a minute. You said destruction, Persian Gulf. Continue.
Yeah, I said that, look, he brings destruction, not only to people to Iran, but also to the people, innocent people, kids into the Gulf. Saudi Arabia, Iraq, including Lebanon, and also the Israel itself. So all those victims in all these countries have one thing in common. I think it's, you know, because the Trump didn't really calculate consequences of his decisions. And this is where we are now. And situation is getting every day more and more dangerous, as you said. They run out of all, basically, aces in their hands. They have no cards to play anymore. And only one Trump card they've got, this is actually a nuclear bomb. And if this goes, then, you know, I don't know. I can't really tell whether you're...
By the way, you're a soldier and military strategist. You're a soldier, military strategist, and also successful business. You have all the bases covered. Explain to people the threat escalation letter. You were on last week saying next is nuclear bomb. This is escalation. People understand why that is because they're not militarily trained on threat escalation. This is the only next move. And so people need to understand why you said that and why it's now coming true. People don't understand that.
Well, it's very simple. Look, if you are a politician who taking decision, who are giving orders to your military for operation, and they, according to the constitution, according to all the statutes, must and obliged to follow these orders. So if you give them the orders, you know, for instance, okay, we do this, and it doesn't go accordingly the plan or never achieve the targets you tell them. And then, you know, what you have? he cannot now admit that, look, we never achieved the initial goals. Now Hormuz Strait was closed before it was open, you know. So who is really winning in this situation? It's definitely not the Trump with his idea, not the Israel. Yes, they're doing a lot of damages to Iran. Yes, they destroyed a lot of the production centers, you know, energy, oil infrastructure. But can they really make such a blow to Iran that Iran, you know, surrender? No. And more it goes, more Iranian people are united, the more they will resist. And this would be impossible to Trump by military means to achieve any victory in Iran.
And we know Israel told him it's been out to kill the mullah when anybody could tell him that would make them stronger. Now blowing up their bridges, their infrastructure, they're getting totally unified. And so they're having a Pyrrhic victory here. And Trump's like, open the effing strait. I mean, this is what you're saying is the tendency is by empires when they're failing to double down, which he's now doing. And the only doubling down now will be nuclear weapons.
Correct. And this exactly double down every time are bringing us to the age where the only option would be left for Pentagon generals to come with the, to Trump with the plans. Oh, we need to nuke them. And look, Mark Levin already in Sunday show said, well, you know, we lost so many people in, World War II during these battles. And now to prevent more Americans to die, we need to use the nuclear bomb, which they did in Japan and Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So we now exactly on the same pattern coming very close that, believe me, with the temper and character of the Trump, he will not think twice. He will just give order, you know, without thinking any second extra. Yes, go and bomb them. So then, eventually we can't just see that another, you know, nuclear bomb would be exploded over the megapolis like Tehran. Or think of these consequences, the contamination, radiation. It makes entire Middle East unlivable for many, many years.
It's an unspeakable war crime, and as you predicted, war crime, I mean, the next steps, people that study this, it's logical. How do we know this? Why? As soon as nuclear talks about being used, which is being done, Israel's the deputy head, who's even worse than Netanyahu, was on TV 2 days ago saying, we got nukes, we got neutron bombs, and they're all giddy about it. And then Zelensky wants a nuke, so the next move will be give Zelensky a nuke, and then Russia responds and says, fine, we'll go ahead and hit you first. This is how this works. When you line up against Russia with a bunch of high-velocity missiles that can carry nukes, that's why Putin said last year, he said, listen, you're firing a few of these of the day, but if we see a big aeronautical attack, we have to think it's a sneak attack to hit our missile bases, we're going to have to hit you, don't do it. And people go, oh God, Putin's threatening us. No, if people put a bunch of nukes on our border, we would do something more. This is insane. No one ever did this before because they'd war gamed it. This is crazy.
Correct. You're absolutely right. Any, you know, war games telling that, look, if you start this escalation beyond that line, there is no way to get out, no way to stop it. And this is a problem now. And looks like the generals
around the Trump... As you said last week, you said we're about to cross the line. Have we crossed it?
Look, we're very close to it. I guess we just couple, you know, half an inch to cross it. And it all depends what decision Trump will do tonight. If he gonna give them, you know, destroy, you know, make sure that there is all Iranian civilization are destroyed, is the only way you can do it with the geography of Iran, with all mountainous ranges. There's no way that the tomahawks or the bombers or whatever can destroy it in 48 hours. It's only one thing possible, is to use nukes. And believe me, that's why I'm telling we are on this edge of this red line. And, now,
and by the way, that's what all the military war planners, even pro-war, said, oh my God, he's threatening nukes. When he says total civilizational destruction in one day, that's only nuclear weapons.
Correct. And now he started to protect the protesters in Iran. And now he's trying to destroy, including those protesters, whom he's telling, I'm bringing you liberation, you will be freed by me. What kind of the, you know, madness is this?
Well, I'm not in tune. I don't know what's going on in Russia, but if I was the Russians or anybody else, I would have the DEFCON right at the next to last level. I would imagine the Russians are at maximum alert right now.
Correct, because what you can do, because you have not only one unpredictable, unstable person, but you have double of them, and you don't know what, who is there, you know, putting more pressure on each other. Because if you have Bibi and you have Trump, you know, God save us. I don't know how you can handle the both of them, you know, because if those people don't give any F about their own nation, if Bibi decide that he can let entire Israel, entire, you know, infrastructure of Israel destroyed with no reason, what was the reason for Israelis to start this war with Iran? Till now, I can't really figure out. Did Iran really threaten the Israeli existence? Yes, they were not admitting that Israel, you know, and never admit their right to exist. But look, one thing what they are claiming, another thing what really they did. And I never found something which is Iran represent really existential threat to the
Iran only responded Israeli to attacks. State. Yeah, absolutely. So Israel's its main threat. And you hit it on the head. Israel has a lot of nuclear weapons, ICBMs, medium-range submarines, cruise missiles, and now he's talking about using nukes. You hit it on the head. My sources, I mean, a high level I talked to today and yesterday, they said they're concerned Israel will hit with the nukes first.
Yeah, well, it depends if they see if Trump start, you know, backing off and trying to, you know, find any exit, at least to hold on, you know, or at least to take point to reflect where he is. Then Israeli, to push him further, will strike first, you know, and blame it like they did on United States. And then, you know, immediately we have situation when then the British will immediately use this opportunity to let, you know, Ukrainians try to also use the nukes against Russia.
But Zelensky's of course,
Russia
for.
Will not let that happen. We have to strike first. If we see any sign that the Britain start moving it to Ukraine, we have to strike against Britain. We have to strike against all the bases in the Europe. We have to demolish the entire logistics in Poland, in the Romania. And definitely, if before, sorry, there is was a understanding that Russian leadership never give the order to physically eliminate Zelensky and everybody around him, I guess this would be right time to do so.
That's right. Because in war doctrine, if anybody did this to the U.S., we have standard doctrine, we would already hit them. And I don't want this to happen, folks, but Russia's already told the U.K., we know you're behind the Northern Group, and we are on the verge of total nuclear war. That is how this works. I cannot, this is not rhetoric, this is not hype, this is total danger. And Trump has no understanding of how it's all interconnected. He has no idea that Iran's even connected to Russia. He has no idea what this is, what is going on. And you have literal megalomaniac, psychotic Netanyahu that is doing this. What's the way out, Victor Boot? What should we do? What should Americans do? What should Russians do? What should Iranians do? What should Israelis do right now?
Well, first thing, look, what's going on? Some small facts. Ukrainians, for the past time, trying hard to destroy, actually, the oil infrastructure, which pumping the oil from consortium of the Kazakhstan to the Black Sea, which is this international consortium, partly also owned by the Shell, American company. And they already trying to hit it fourth and fifth time, trying to destroy.
Yeah, let's explain that. They're cutting off Europe's oil while threatening to kill Viktor Orban, Zelensky.
Correct.
Is. So they are teaming up at the same time with BlackRock while the Strait is shut down to intensify the crisis.
Correct, to intensify. But this, look, this is American interest. And Russia keeping its agreements, which allowing all this transit through. And actually, by the way, Russia never chased out American company out of the Russia. You know, many of them remain, but many of them been forced under the woke policies to leave the Russian, you know, business. But this is a one side of it. But another side, the Zelensky basically deep by his, you know, put his hand in this jar and meddling into the Hungary election.
Yeah, so why
which
is he hitting European oil connections to Russia, and why is he threatening to kill Orban?
Well, because, look, Orban is only one who blocking that the UE supposed to give to Ukraine $90 billion as assistant because he is a broke. And without this $90 billion, you know, they run out of money by end of this month. And that's why he's so desperate to do something, because he thinks physically if Orban lose the election, a new leader would be pro-European, pro-globalist, and let them, you know, have everything the Zelensky want. And now Zelensky, like Bibi Netanyahu in the White House, basically now calling shots in the European Union. And this is the funny part. He's not even a member of the European Union. So how to get out of this? I guess, you know, I would be not surprised that sooner or later, the only way to stop the globalists, of course, if the Trump will admit and get back to the right side, or, you know, of the, or not for, for the dark side, but for the side of light, you know, eventually join
well,
the effort.
Well, that is the good news, is that Trump is erratic, but he, you can get him back. He could.
Well, it depends what kind of dirt they've got on him, because it's difficult to explain unless you really can, you know, coerce the Trump, show some evidence or threaten him with some exposure that he has under duress, you know, act like that. There is no other logical explanation.
I agree. So you think that's the Epstein stuff?
Correct. And that's why eventually, because look, nobody now talks about Epstein files and this Epstein coalition now trying to destroy everything, including the physical existence of this evidence.
No, eventually, we have an Epstein Israeli coup, and we know that Epstein was Mossad. And I think I think that the evidence is overwhelming. Not even Trump's involved, but his circle, Ludnick, he's doing this to protect that change of subject. Total insanity.
Well, you're absolutely right, but, you know, the only solution is either he, well, calls the Putin and said, hey, how I can get out of this situation? But he need to be honest, admit, and stop playing with the destinies of so many people on this planet, with so many, you know, children who be dying because result of his action.
We're going to break in 2 minutes. We'll come back and get more into larger issues that connect to this, but just on the genocide issue alone, Trump says, I will genocide your entire country, which is an open war crime. Even say you'll do it when you have the weapons. This is terrorism. This is do what I want or I'll destroy your whole country. I cannot believe it, like, he's obviously being advised to say this. These people are setting him up.
That's absolutely right, because look, there is not any more logic left. It's looks so absurd. You know, it's a creep show, basically, because every time they're saying something, it makes no sense with what they said like just 5 minutes before. And all these, you know, circus which going on, you know, I don't know. I know that Trump was a big fan of the wrestling or whatever, you know, but right now it's beyond all the pale lines, you know. It's went into the stratosphere. It's went to the space with this, you know. It's on steroids. I don't know which kind of the new generation steroids you need to use to get to this level. It's really insanity in the best form.
Well, the good news is, I talk to people on the ground and I see it. 90% of prominent Trump supporters are done. And he's trying to say we're idiots. Tucker's an idiot, low IQ. No, Trump. You literally didn't stick your own dick in a hornet's nest. You stuck ours in it. And you are out of your mind. And to defend J.D. Vance behind the scenes, I tell people in the academy, he's been telling Trump no. That's why he's being sidelined. He's over there, you know, with Viktor Orban right now. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
week. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Victor Boot's a really amazing guest, really smart guy, very interesting. Real Victor Boot on X, just launched that last week. Be sure and follow that if we get a different perspective. Real Victor Boot, B-O-U-T. We'll take a few calls coming up before this hour ends, but I've been asked a lot of questions. I want to try to shut up and give you the floor to talk about any other angles you want, but I also want to ask you in general, because you're a military expert, obviously, in business and so much more, 38 days into this is going the way we predicted, the way his advisors told him, and he ignored them. Was his political advisors instead, about where it goes if Trump continues on, and off-ramps, ways to get to Trump. But first, what else is on your radar, Victor Boot?
Well, most important, as you said, only way out is to get somebody to help Trump, to find at least the communication channels, which would be trusted by the both sides. Which can be, you know, leading to certain negotiations. And it must be assurances that it will be not sabotage, neither by the Israeli side, neither by the, you know, those who inside the Trump administration are rooting for the war and rooting for the, you know, complete destruction of Iran. And this is, for my perspective, there is no way out. And the problem is, if it would be just a war, where, you know, America spending the treasure and the lives of its soldiers. Iran are suffering heavy blows and destruction of its infrastructure and the casualties, and the people are dying, and also true for other countries. But the problem is, look at the economical consequences with this conflict for what now it's a how many days? It's not 28, now we are on the
38
seven,
days, yeah.
So 37 days. It's literally already we passed no return points on the economical consequences for entire global economy. I'm not only talking about shortages, physical shortages of the oil in many countries in Asia, many countries in Europe, not only double or triple prices for the gas, but now we see in many countries there is a physical, you know, absence of the gas and, you know, and diesel in the gas station. So people are queuing a huge line, many issuing the rationing. So this is a energy lockdown, basically. But now we learn that the conflict also caused a severe interruption in the fertilizer. Just today, I read the information that even American farmers are not being able to stock up with their fertilizer, you know, for the season, which is coming very soon. So there is would be a problem. Think of this. If the crops in this year in Northern Hemisphere would be, you know, reduced by 30%, it will be a ripple effect for at least, you know, next 1.5 year, because definitely shortage of the grains will cause shortage of the cattle feeds, will cause shortage of everything derives from that, including the pasta and everything you can imagine, and then will cause literally to starvation on many population. And this all the fertilizer we're talking about.
And now, that's not hype, because half the world lives hand to mouth. You do a 30% increase,
correct,
or cut in food, it causes mass starvation. That always causes civil unrest.
Okay, look, only in India alone, they already calculated that the shortage of the and interruption of the supply of fertilizer from the Iran and the Persian Gulf will cause them at least 36 million tons less of the, you know, wheat harvest this year, and at least, you know, 80 million tons of the rice, which is definitely will cause the severe problem how to manage that. We're not even talking about consequences for the African continent, who heavily depends on the food imports, grain imports from anywhere else. We're not talking about interruption in the all chemical precursors and the raw material needed for the industry, automotive industry, electronics industry. I mean, name it. Because we're living in the interconnected and interdependent world where economy can only thrive, where they depend on each other and sharing the, you know, components produced in one country, shipped to another, then assembled.
And so many nations,
then,
again,
you know,
aren't even one-crop economies. It's just-in-time delivery. So now disruptions are way worse than they were in, say, the Great Depression, if this happens, which is already happening.
Correct. And look, even today, it's confirmed that, okay, the benchmark of the oil is what now, $112 or $150
real price. And all the economists say it's
that's what I want to tell you. If you want really to.
Sorry, go ahead.
Correct. If you want to buy it and get the tanker, fill your tanker, you have to pay $150 a barrel. And it's only beginning. Because right now, they're still ending the reserve, which has been shipped, you know, 1 month ago, 40 days ago, because usually countries has to have in hand at least 1 month's stock of the crude in their refineries, plus there is a stock on the retail, you know, operators. So there is still, you know, we not yet see the real crisis hit. And then what Trump going to say with the gas prices rising in the United States? Will this affect the economy? Of course. Will it demolish whatever he was, you know, telling to people to make America great again? Yeah, that will destroy any plans to restore normal economy. It's destroy all the plans on the, you know, development and solving problem inside the United States. We're not even talking about how United States cut it already, the all assistance program to other countries. So this is, I would say, the long-term consequences, which we cannot even grasp right now because it will have so severe effect on everybody. So here in Russia, you know, we are thinking, okay, how it's affect the Ukraine war? Well, apparently, really nothing changed. American side still supplying them with all intelligence information. Apparently, Elon Musk removed any limits. So now, Ukrainian, you know, drones who goes deep inside the Russia using the Starlink on them. So what we have to do, destroy the Starlink satellites, which is overflying Russian space. What we have to do to start damaging this one?
I was about to say, we've been seeing fireballs over the world, and I had experts on. It's clearly satellites being shot down. And I had to guess it's Starlink that's being used for military purposes.
Correct. And they intentionally trying to damage, you know, the some significant, you know, object inside the capital Moscow or in St. Petersburg. Zelensky gave to his people order, destroy anything.
Well, is that your speculation? Because that's mine. Clearly, it's not meteors. It's satellites being going back into orbit, literally off the charts every night. You see them burning up. Did you get intel that Russia is already shooting them down? We know you have satellite killers or...
No. Listen, in this place... the Russian attitude was very, you know, restrained one because we tried to contain this conflict in Ukraine going beyond, you know, the conflict, despite it's already been clear it was a proxy war and United States deeply involved. Britain is, you know, practically running.
Sure, but have you heard Russia's indeed shooting down satellites? Because it looks like a bunch of satellites are being shot down.
Well, it's not intentional.
His Zoom just broke up. Sorry. When you come back, we'll go to you, Victor Boot.
We know automatically this would be beginning of the open conflict with the United States.
Sure, your Zoom broke up. Start over. I asked, do you know if, because clearly these are satellites being shot down. I can tell how they burn up and blow up. It's metal. It's not stone or even nickel. So I've looked at those my whole life as an amateur astronomer. I've seen the classic satellite burn up pattern. We see it all over the world now. You're just speculating that Russia is shooting down satellites.
Well, because look, first of all, the attitude, Russia was always telling we shouldn't militarize the space. And Russia stopped since long time ago, even all programs, which was, you know, even thinking about militarize or bring weapons in the space. United States still keeping the secret space program.
Star Wars. Which
don't disclose what's really going on. So this is number one. Second one, of course, we have enough, you know, system which can knock down the satellite from the Earth, not in the space. There is enough jamming system which can definitely disturb the signal. There is enough laser, which is, you know, nuclear small power station which is powering them, which also can literally, you know, knock
down. You
can
also hack,
especially
them, right?
Hack
them and make them retrograde.
Yeah, correct. Or make especially low orbit satellites like Starlink, you know, or their, you know, interconnection satellites to knocked out. But this is already, you know, another step of escalation. And if you see, Russian position was cut clear. We don't want to escalate with the United States. That's why we kept this dialogue after Anchorage meeting in Alaska. And we,
Jones on the air with a Russian against America. I'm against America targeting Russia inside, escalating this. What do you think Russia's going to do when these satellites are targeting Moscow? What would we do? I mean, come on, people.
Correct. So this is also limit. Thanks God there is a steel hotline existing between Washington and Moscow where, you know, they can at least exchange information and they still warning each other side about all, you know, missiles launched into the space. At least we have, you know, International Space Station where right now American and the Russian crew is there, you know. And this is give a little bit, you know, a line of hope that, you know, at least in this conflict, we will not escalate the same, which going on Iran conflict.
But notice the Iran conflict has taken peace in Ukraine off the table. We're not hearing about that anymore.
Yeah, you're not hearing anymore. And that's why the Zelensky is desperate how he can bring himself, insert him back into the world attention. That's why he not double down or triple down maybe on his attempts to attack on Russia. He just launching massive attacks on the civilian houses with no purposes inside the Russian cities. He trying to and supporting and sending the terrorists inside Russia. It's very easy to recruit because we're speaking the same language. They running an entire call centers who calling elderly people, who calling another one and, you know, forcing them into some scheme and then, you know, taking their money out, telling, oh, your account being compromised, you need to transfer, presenting themselves as a bank. And then, you know, people are sending money, then they're learning they lost everything they've got. And they said, okay, for you to return this money, you need to go and blow up, for instance, post office. Or you go and set a fire gas station, or you go and set fire railway, you know, transformer. And this happening, especially with the teenagers. And for Russia, it's a huge problem.
But other countries are going to strike back. We just had the big American bridge of the Americas, blow up today in Panama. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't look like an accident to me, so this is going to get serious. Victor, incredible. I want to take a few phone calls. Before we do that, any other key points you'd like to add? How about your advice to President Trump? Because his people see this. Sometimes he sees it. What would you say, Victor? You're a respected guy, very smart guy, the military, business, everything. What is your advice to President Trump? And what is your message to the neocons?
Well, look, I think this position to give advice to Mr. Trump, it's useless because whether he going to listen, you know, my advice or anybody else's advice, as a matter of fact. But the message is eventually to the globalist. Look, this is very simple. You know, this is a awakening moment, and everybody who has gotten his heart will understand what to do, what is the right thing to do. So despite you trying hard and you thinking you are winning, that your dreams can be reality very soon, you're absolutely wrong. In the last moment, because this is how the universe works, this is how world created by the God works, you will be punished. You will be punished by all your actions. And then, you know, we people has to finish this war, you know, arrange and sort it out. I don't know how, but with the God helps, we definitely have the ways and means to do it. And doesn't matter whether we are Christian, whether we're Muslim, whether we're Jewish, you know, among all religion, among all nationalities of the people, majority are decent and very good people. There is only few who are really Satanists, who do not belong to any race, any religion, who are so-called globalists and willing to destroy all of us. For them, we are just, you know, the obstacle for their global dominance. That's why they're going hard against us, because they perfectly know their time is over. There is no future for them. They're perfectly realizing it's a last chance. So we need to be steadfast to finish this war, never surrender inside of us, never have been in despair, and never lose the hope. Because if we are trusting to God, if we're believing to ourselves, if we are do not lying to ourselves, we definitely will win. What we need to do is just, you know, admit openly what is the situation. And those who are next to the presidents, next to the, you know, the other decision making, or those generals who giving the orders, they have absolute, you know, authority by the constitution, by the law giving to them, never perform the illegal orders. They are protected against committing the war crime by the regulations of any army in this planet.
That's right. And now's the time for more people like Joe Kent to go public. We need a lot more of that because.
Correct.
This, here's the thing. They have polls. 80%+ of Americans are against this war. Conservatives, liberals, doesn't matter. This is illegal. This is insane. Trump is throwing a tantrum because he was set up by Israel. And he needs to understand the deeper he gets into this, that's real photo, by the way, the deeper he gets into this, the worst. And that's why what we're doing here is tough love, folks. It's absolutely essential. People can follow Victor on X. He's got there last week. Real Victor Boot, B-O-U-T. Victor, you want to take a few phone calls?
Yeah, sure. Let's go ahead.
All right, this caller was on before you. The rest are for you. Dan in Georgia was talking about megalomania and prophecy. Go ahead. You're on the air with Victor Boot.
Yes, sir. It's been an honor to listen to y'all gentlemen today. I do want to keep a 30,000-foot view here, starting off with the megalomania of all of our world leaders that we have today. I believe Donald Trump is drunk with a type of power that has been whispered into his ear by the people that bubble-wrapped him around him, like how y'all have been describing. I feel like a lot of people, especially in the evangelical circles, believe that this is a form of prophecy, that we are destroying Babylon. And I feel like the message has been swayed the wrong direction. People are completely lost with what they believe to be is real. And it's drunkenness of power. And that you see that clearly with Putin, Zelensky, Xi Jinping, Trump, Netanyahu. They all have this destination for prime control. And I believe we are at that time. Granted, I'm hoping that we're on a big nothing today happens at 8 o'clock. I mean, I'm hoping it's a good call of a bluff.
Well, here's the thing. But I want to ask Victor about that. I appreciate your call. That's a question you reminded me. No, Israel struck at 7 a.m. Eastern today and started hitting the infrastructure, the bridges, and the rest of it, to just like they did 38 days ago to get us into this. Israel said they're not stopping. So that's the tail wagging the dog here. And so Trump has to repudiate Israel, cut their funding, but he won't do that because they seem to have him by the balls. Victor Boot.
Well, you're absolutely right about megalomaniac, you know, attitudes. And if we see, especially in Western leaders, we're missing wise, you know, and mature leaders who not speaking too much, who not bragging, who really, you know, can say something, and everybody knows.
This is not sycophantic defense of Putin, but watching him, he's very rarely speaks, very measured, and does what he says he's going to do. I would not include Putin in that megalomania statement. It's the opposite of that.
Yeah,
very cool.
And we know, look, there is still leaders in the world who doesn't matter how you have attitude to them, but at least they know how to respect properly other leaders who are never resort to the insults or F-words in communicating or sending their messages to nobody. Those who understanding their responsibility. They're not just running their own, you know, gang or their own company or their own TV show. They're running entire countries. And they have historical responsibility.
With great power comes great responsibility. Jason in New Mexico with Victor Boot. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Boot. Quite an honor. I just have a real question. Basically, growing up, I looked at Trump as kind of like the bankruptcy king, because he'll drive up the valuation of a corporation and then pull out the rug from the company. But he'll always end up on top and never personally lose. Now, with the Make America Great and all that stuff, you know, he got us to be energy independent. But I'm wondering, is Trump selling out America for personal economic gain? Because you can look and see his family.
Oh, there's no doubt they're giving Nancy Pelosi a run for the money with insider trading. That's 100%. Victor, you got a comment on that?
Well, you're absolutely right. Look, even 20 years ago, this would be immediately investigated by the both chambers of the, you know, Capitol Hill. But right now, we hear almost nothing what's happening with all his announcement, you know, just 15 minutes before the stock markets open. Oh, we have a peace negotiation. Everything soon would be over. We agreed. We find this. And then, you know, somebody putting in the pocket the same day, you know, up to the $1 billion because they already played on it. It's insider information trade. It's a crime and nobody investigated. So this is, again, we going to set up a new norm. A new norm? Well, those who own power can cross
any limit. That's right. When they kick somebody out, it's because they won't take the money. They would come to you and say, just take the money and we'll leave you alone. Thanks for the call. Great question, Jason. Jessica in Massachusetts, you're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead.
Hi. Seeing Trump has gone from being the most beloved and called the greatest president in U.S. history to now being questioned if he's the Antichrist by people who voted for him 3 times and were ardent supporters. That dichotomy makes absolutely no sense as to why he would change so drastically by free will and choice. So under the assumption that he's being blackmailed and so controlled that he's forced to go against America's best interests. Do you think it's at all possible that he still is a good guy in this 180, that he's now acting so crazy?
I mean, I don't know, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because we have what we have. Victor, that's a great question. Victor, your take on her question.
Well, you're absolutely right. Let's just state here the facts. We cannot get inside the Trump's heads, correct? So we just can say what he's doing and what consequences of this. And, you know, his transition from being, you know, pro-America, pro-peace, not meddling into the foreign conflict, stop, you know, these, you know, endless wars, apparently within 1 year disappeared like the morning, you know, mist. So that's why let's only talk about the facts. So if Trump really good person, well, we will see if he can, you know, stop, admit that he was wrong, and try to reverse damage he did.
That's why Joe Quinn was to try to get him. Exactly. We hope he course corrects us while we're doing this, but we don't know.
We don't know. That's it. So let's just be stating what we know. We don't need to discuss the, you know, our, what you call it, you know, ideas or something. We don't know for sure. Let's only talk about the facts.
Yeah, so the question is, what do we do?
Well, nothing we can do unless somebody remove him from power right now. Apparently, America lost its mechanism, check and powers. Apparently, there is no more, you know, separation of the legislature and executive power. You know, apparently, executive power been done a coup and took 100% control because there is very few voices are heard. And even those who decided to go and criticize the Trump, you know, when he started the war, said, oh, yeah, we're supporting, let's destroy the Iran, you know, let's nuke them, let's bomb them to Stone Age. What heck is this?
And a lot of Americans, minority, but the ones that support war, they go, we don't care what the world thinks. They have no idea how that affects everything. We are, this is the end of America. It won't happen right away, but it's the end of the empire if we do this. Victor, I appreciate your time. Do 5 more minutes to take a call from Trevor and Ted, but people need to follow you on X. I'm glad I pushed you to get a social media, Real Victor Boot. You ask people's questions. I've really been following your account. I need to follow it, actually. Like, I forgot to do that. Guys, follow his account. But we're going to come right back. But whenever you can, every week, we want to get you to join us, or you're out of town, that's fine. I haven't made the announcement yet, but we had the meeting this morning. They are turning everything off right now. So we're lucky we make it to the end of the month. But so we're going to hopefully go to the 30th, our last day, and then on May Day, be anti-communist. We're going to launch the new network. So be ready for that. But I was in those meetings today for 2 hours this morning. Just fitting as all hell breaks loose. It's the end of this operation. But the InfoWar belongs to you, folks, and we continue on. And it's a badge of honor that we've held on under 8 years of direct, declassified CIA, Justice Department, direct attack. I have been up against the deep state, toe-to-toe.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them.
Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultra methylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria, the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at DallasInstore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the info war, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you gotta do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. DallasInstore.com to get T3 now available and methylene blue at DallasInstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to say something really important before we take a few final calls for Victor Boot, and I'm going to co-host Matt Bragg and come up with huge news. Former Navy SEAL, really smart geopolitical terrorism expert. When I said we have withstood the CIA, FBI, DOJ, their biggest law firms, I've never been an arrogant person. I've never talked with me. It's been God, but God works through you. It is the listeners supporting us. It's the only reason we made it through this long, okay? And so we continue on, but just I want to thank you all. When you call and thank me, please don't thank me. I want to fight. Thank you for keeping me in the fight. I really appreciate that because I don't fear anything but defeat. And we're winning together. And Trump got us so far. We got populism rising worldwide. We're winning. And that's why the globalists want a full war, because they're desperate, because they're losing power. So just remember that. Remember, it's the big picture and it's the long game. Trevor in Canada, you're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead.
It is a complete honor to talk to you. I've been listening to you for probably 20 years now. And, in times like these, you're a beacon of light, my brother.
That's right. Well, what's your question or comment?
Well, I just kind of wanted to say, is this just a complete smokescreen for Epstein? Because it seems like Epstein was blowing up, and then this kind of happened, what, a couple weeks later?
I mean, I think that's in part of it, but no, Israel wanted this for 20-plus years, 40 with Netanyahu. It's part of a larger geopolitical strategy. Lindsey Graham said it's about the petrodollar. So I think that is the impetus with Trump, but I don't think that's everything. Victor Boot, what do you think?
Well, absolutely, yeah. Because if to say just to cover up Epstein files, yeah, for Israel, they don't care about Epstein files. It doesn't really, you know, touch them or create any political implication. It's most probably for the America or for Europe, where it was really shaking the ground so heavily and so many people being involved, you know. And of course, which happened, it's a big win. At least they now have a sigh of relief. Oh my gosh, we finally get off the hook for now. And that's why, we can't exclude that, this was a smoke and mirror to really get away from Epstein files attention. But it's not only the one reason. There is a several more other reasons also important, which is causing, which we're seeing right now.
That's right. Final call. And then we're going to shift gears. Ted wants to ask the most important question. Well, go ahead and ask it. What is the off-ramp? Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, the most important thing to me is the off-ramp for Trump, and that's what everybody ought to be talking about. And to me, he ought to follow Nixon's lead in Vietnam after we lost over 50,000 troops and go home. And we did the same thing in Afghanistan. We went home. And if we don't go home, or if we do go home, Trump's ratings will go through the sky. And to me, there's no other remedy than
no,
to
I
go
agree.
Home.
No, I agree. He's declared victory but not stopped it. Declare victory and shut it down.
Exactly. And his ratings will go sky high.
Great question. Anything else, Ted?
No, that's it, because there's no other off-ramp, and this is going to descend into hell.
Thank you, sir. Victor, comments on that?
Well, unfortunately, this is an American tradition. They need to exhaust all wrong options before nothing else left, and they do the one right one. You know, as he said, just quit, just, you know, go home. But I think there is something still left in there, you know, war box that they have to use, as I said, unfortunately. But, you know, we see it in Afghanistan, we saw it in Iraq, we saw it in Vietnam. And this is
and
a damn
thing.
We saw
it with the Russians in Afghanistan. I mean, it's just, you know, you got to know when to pull out.
Well, the Russian presence in Afghanistan had, a little bit different, connotation and historical background. First of all,
I know the CIA attacked. I know that overthrew an attack. That was,
Yeah, but you see, Afghanistan for Russia, we did our lessons out of Afghanistan. And right now, despite, whatever past, we have a very decent relation with Afghanistan, and Russia actually recognized the Taliban government, and there is a lot of economical ties going on. There is often Taliban delegation coming to Moscow.
No, that's a good thing. Well, let's pray for peace. Try to shut this down. You're going to be back on.
Let's pray for peace.
You'll be back on next Tuesday. Thank you for your time. Real Victor Boot on X. Thank you, Victor.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Power, let me say bye to you. Now, Matt Bragan's got huge news. He's a real geopolitical expert. Coming up, stay with us. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. That was Victor Boot on X. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexShowStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Look at right-wing zealot himself, Alex Jones, and what he's saying.
We need to be sad about Trump. This is not funny. This is not good. But he's gone. And that's it. And he does look sick. And he does babble and, sound like the brain's not doing too hot. We just cut bait on Trump and we just mobilized against the Democrats. And all the people rallied around him. You can see Hegseth freaked out. You can see the press secretary's freaked out. They're being loyal. They think it's the lesser of two evils. And I Trump needs intervention. He needs to take some time off. We need to pray for Trump. The Holy Spirit touch his heart and loose him from whatever evil control he's under. I'm serious. And I think that's the answer. We need to pray for President Trump. We need to.
Oh, my Lord. Did you hear what that man just said? That's Alex Jones, y'all. I mean, that man is so right. I don't know if he knows how to turn left. That man said Trump is gone. That's what he said.
I'm just reporting the facts here and trying to stop a nuclear war. We'll see what happens at 8 o'clock tonight. Matt Bracken's really smart. Look forward to handing the baton to him in a moment. Let me do this because I didn't do it last hour. I'm going to make the announcement tomorrow. I finally had the meeting 2 hours this morning, off and on, and barely got in here to do the show. Thank God I got ready before that. It takes me at least 3 hours to get ready. God, I always overload and don't hit 10% of it. But it feeds into my overall analysis. That InfoWars is shutting down. So, it's a big deal. And we fought so much and been through so much, but Yahoo and MSNBC, oh, Jones is about to be over. Ha, ha. We're not over, folks. We're going to be more effective and stronger than ever. Satellites, same radio stations, it's a new name of the show, new website, all of it, and it's up to you to explode this. We held on so long, they all got exposed. They had a Pyrrhic victory, meaning they lost in the end, but it's really up to all of you. and I appreciate you and I thank you. But again, I need the funds with the new network and the new owners and the sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, because I don't own that. They can't shut it down. That owns the Alex Jones Network. Bigger studios being built. All this is happening. It takes money to win a war. So obviously, I'm going to sell you great products that really work. I need the majority of you that never buy a T-shirt or a hat, which are great. Widest selection, some of the best designs. But the supplements really are the best. Our ultramethylene blue, the best. Methylene red, nobody has it. Special to us, incredible. Our bovine colostrum, the best. Our Shilajit, our CMOS. Our iodine, T3, it's X2 even stronger. The only pure iodine there is. Incredible for your body. You are missing out not having this. And Bigley, I don't own Bigley, so they come up with these ideas. I'm going to call them and say, you told me you're buying these bottles for $16, $17 a piece from a medical grade facility. You're selling them for $16.79. They're like, I know what they're going to say. I'm talking about other stuff they've done this on. Well, it's so good, they're going to be, but yeah, they're locking it in. And I guess the idea is you'll love it so much you'll buy other products, but the ultramethylene blue, 72% off when you subscribe. It's just your profile. You can click anytime and cancel it for free. It just ships to you each month, charges you $16.79 for the best methylene blue out there that'll change your life. Stamina, libido, energy, everything's so good for your whole body. Skips oxidation process in the cells. It's magic. You become a subscriber, it locks it in at $16.79. That's cost. And by the time they do all the other stuff, that the shipping and handling and the cost of the building, it's a lost leader. I'm going to tell them, hey, why don't you do $19.95? Can we make $3 here? That is an insane deal right there. And again, once you subscribe forever, until you unsubscribe, one click, you get it locked in at that price. That is too good a deal, actually. But I'm not the boss anymore, so whatever. They pay the bills. I got a new InfoWars limited edition ice chest cooler with a bunch of cool gifts inside of it and sunglasses and a bunch of other stuff. It's $199 value for $99. VIP member $79.99. For VIP, $30 a month, you get $40 to spend. Special offer sales on everything. Just an example right there. And we got a rolling sale up to 40% off on Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit Caps and Gummies, MK Ultra, Mind Booster, Atomic Defense, Immune Defense, Colostrum is 35% off, Life Force 35% off, Iodine T3 30% off, Methylene Red 30% off, Creatine Power 30% off. All three of those are selling out. But the T-shirt selection is the widest out there. It's actually obnoxious because I'll have a shirt for a while and give it to somebody or lose it or gets a hole in it or whatever. You know, catch it on a doorknob or something, and I'm trying to buy the same shirt again. You think, well, I should just call them. It's actually lazy to just go online and get it. So, but I do call them because I can't find the shirts. And they go, here it is. Plus, I like to see how fast they deliver it, which they do a great job on average about 5-day delivery. So thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, it's all there. And I can tell you what's even in the news. They're shutting down almost all the Trump merch sites. No one's buying any of it. I checked last week. No one's bought. We used to sell a lot of Trump merch. We like Trump, you know. No one's buying. I mean, just, oh, but Trump, 100% agree with me. Everyone loves it. The Iranians love being bombed. Yeah, you see them at the bridge, the national parks being blown up. They're all running and screaming. You have these genocidal comments, the definition of genocide. We will destroy your whole civilization. You'll never come back. You and your people are dead. And it's for the people. This is a disaster. Who told Trump to say the definition? You know, he's reading off a thing when he says this. You can see when Trump's looking down or looking over at teleprompter. He tells me, like, they're setting him up. And I'm not defending him. It is a setup. This is, Catherine Fitz agrees with me, this is COVID 2.0. This is the plan. So Matt Bracken, best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, terrorism, geopolitical expert, enemiesforeigndomestic.com, takes over for the next 46 minutes ahead of the mighty Harrison Smith and the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. right here on the InfoWars Network here in the twilight of this operation. Matt Bracken, tell us what you got.
Well, they'll never kill the signal. You know, they can change studios and letterhead, but they can't change the, you know, they can't kill the signal. So that's what's important.
That's right. It's like the movie Serenity, you know, they can't kill the signal.
That's right. So we're obviously all waiting to see what happens tonight. People on bridges and around power plants in Iran. Are we going to, unleash hell and just, you know, destroy their civilization so they can't rebuild in 100 years? As Trump has said, you know, a multi-generational, really a genocide. If you cut off the power to 92 million people and just, and cut off their bridges so that they can't even walk, you know, this is a very mountainous country. Iran is six times as big as Colorado, but it's even more mountainous than Colorado because Colorado already starts at like 5,000 feet in high plains and goes up to, I think, like 15,000 feet. Iran starts at sea level and goes up to 18,000 feet. So when you talk about bridges, you're not talking about like a bridge across a road in Kansas. You're talking about extremely vital infrastructure built up over, you know, centuries, really, these bridges to connect towns and
hamlets. Let's remember when Madeleine Albright tripled sanctions under Clinton from what Herbert Walker had done, it killed up to 3 million people, mainly children, cutting off food and medicine to Iraq. This will be the same thing. This is genocide.
Right. And I just, I know we've been talking a lot about Trump's mind state. Is he being mind controlled? I very often draw lessons from history, also from biology. There are lots of in the animal world, and there are lots of examples of species that, like the cuckoo bird that invades a nest and pushes out the, you know, the actual eggs and lays, puts its own eggs in there so that another bird species will raise its own cuckoo bird children, or the parasitic wasp that lays its eggs inside of a big larva caterpillar so that the caterpillar is essentially hijacked and becomes just the host for the baby wasps, you know, to come out of. I think that Trump is just a husk at this point. And I think he's either been like mind controlled by Susie Wiles and the Third Templars, like Pete Hegseth, who has, you know, in his book, he talks about these end times prophecies. So, I mean, he's the guy that said we negotiate with bombs. I mean, imagine that's the message America is sending to the world now. We negotiate with bombs. They brag about assassinating entire tiers of leaders. I mean, they joke about how hard it is to find new leaders because Trump will like occasionally use a euphemism, like say, it's hard to find people to talk to because the rest are dead. And then it's almost like a little, you know, a little like head wink. We killed them, or the Israelis and us killed them. But remember, when you're talking now about the Israelis and America, there's no distance between them. None at all. The Israelis are not flying Israeli airplanes. They're flying American airplanes with Israeli paint on them. We sold them, or actually gave them, the airplanes. You know, so an F-16 with a Star of David on it is still an F-16. And American taxpayers essentially paid for it. The 2,000-pound bombs that we dropped on Gaza, or that Israel dropped on Gaza, they're made in America. Dropped from a made in America airplane. So it's a very thin excuse to say, well, Israel did this or Israel did that. In modern war, deconfliction is super important. That means we don't want the Navy on a target at the same time as the Air Force, because they might be dropping bombs on each other. So everybody has to have liaisons. And that's especially true in joint and combined operations. So you'll have Israeli and American liaisons in each other's headquarters. So essentially the planes are flying side by side, you could say, on parallel tracks so that they're not at the same altitude crossing paths and having mid-air collisions or accidentally misunderstanding each other in an identification friend or foe. So you know for sure, yeah, that's my Israeli pal over there. That's my American pal over there. There's no difference. And I saw a new word this week that I've been using. It's spelled like capital U, capital S, Rael. Instead of United States and Israel, it's Usrael. Usrael. That's how the world looks at us now. And I don't know if you've got my memes up, but number three is like this little Master Blaster meme we occasionally look at. That's now how I think that the world looks at us. That's from Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome. So Israel, all along, their plan has been to destroy Iran, to turn it into a failed state like Libya, like Lebanon, Gaza, Syria, Iraq. That's what Israel designs for that nation of Iran. Utter destruction, warlords, people starving, no bridges, no power plants, and the control, the brain function is the evil dwarf on our back. And we're the big, happy, dumb goons that are, you know, so proud to engage in this. But I really wish that I could get through to anybody in the Pentagon or anybody 06 or flag rank that this had better work. You know, I'm telling you, this had better work. If you can put up number one, it's the Grok-Nuremberg thing. In 1940, the Germans were very happy that the Germans thought, you know, we're going to win this war, so who cares who started it, right? Who cares who started it? We need to start it. We have our reasons. We need living space. There's all these subhumans out there, and we're just going to attack, period. Who cares? They never dreamed that they might lose, and that when they were in the dock in Nuremberg, one of the main charges, the primary foundational charges against these top Germans who were hanged, except for Goering, somebody snuck cyanide into his cell, that's the fat guy on the left, they never dreamed that they would be charged with planning and waging a war of aggression. That was number one charge. All of the deaths that spun out of that had their genesis in starting a war of aggression. You can't say, well, you know, Matt, come on, you know, it had to happen. They've been our enemy for decades. It was just a matter of who threw the first punch. That's not if we don't win this war, and I'm going to explain how there's a lot of ways we might not win this war, the people will be held to account. I think by then Trump will have passed away, or he'll be in a mental institution judged incompetent like Biden. But the generals around him and the cabinet members around him, they're going to be held responsible. This is absolutely going to happen at some point, because there's no guarantee that we win this war. And we're going into what I call a world energy war. Okay. This is going to be the great energy world war. You can't say World War III or World War IV, because people will say, well, the Cold War was World War III, so this is World War IV. So I'm just throw away the numbers and call it the energy world war. This is the great energy world war. And it's not going to be contained to the Middle East. Tonight, we're probably going to see, aside from Iran's power grid and bridges being destroyed, we're going to see strike and counterstrike against all of the energy infrastructure around the Persian Gulf. In a sense, it won't matter if the Strait of Hormuz is open or closed in a week or a couple weeks, because there'll be no oil coming out. All of these refineries and terminals will be destroyed. They'll be in ruins. So that 20% of the world's energy and like 30% of the phosphates for fertilizers and the natural gas that's also used to make fertilizer, that'll be off of the table. It won't be a matter of a hiccup, you know, a slight pause in the supply chains. That 20% will be gone. It took decades and probably trillions of dollars to build that infrastructure from, you know, Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, Kuwait, Iran. It's taken decades and billions of dollars. If that's taken off, and it is right now just by the Strait of Hormuz being closed, but if that's completely removed, there's no way to avoid a global Great Depression. Already, Australia is running out of gas. Think of it this way. A tanker, a ship, moves at the speed of a bicycle, like 12 miles an hour. So a ship leaves the Strait of Hormuz heading for Japan or Australia on February 27th, the day before we started this war, it's already arrived. There are no more ships behind it. The ships that are heading to Europe take about 45 days to come around the Cape of Good Hope, the bottom of Africa. It's a longer trip. They don't fit through the Suez Canal, the big ultra-large crude carriers. The last ships will arrive in Europe this week. And after that, there's no more. This means that even if there's a miraculous deal made tonight, you know, and ships leave the Persian Gulf tomorrow, there'll be approximately a 45-day gap where there's no fuel reaching Europe. This is absolutely going to, no matter what happens, this is baked in the cake. No matter what happens, at the best case, the minimum case, Europe is going to be out of fuel for a month and a half to 2 months, out of fuel, which means factories will close down. They're going to have travel restrictions. They're going to do strict rationing, what they're going to call energy lockdowns. You know, rat on your neighbor for using a generator when he wasn't supposed to. It's going to be like COVID, but instead of biological, it's going to be energy use and economics. And don't think America doesn't rely on imported oil. We do. Just because we're a net exporter doesn't mean that we don't require certain types of fuel to be imported. There are some fuels we need to mix certain types of fuel blends that we don't have them here. So yeah, we're a net exporter, but we still are part of the interconnected global economy. And now at the end of this, some people professor, what's his name, Zhang, his last excellent YouTube video, it's about, this maybe is a super long, deep game where America is going to essentially corner the energy market, and America and Russia will become the dominant powers because we'll be the only ones left exporting oil with the Middle East destroyed. That sounds great, but I don't think that people understand what it's going to mean if the rest of the world looks at America like some kind of a mafia villain who, you know, like one of these movies like, the old Western town with the corrupt sheriff, or the corrupt Southern town where the boss hog, you know, is the sheriff and his son is the mayor and they own everything. He owns the biggest gas station in town, but there's another one or two gas stations in town. So he sends arsonists out to blow them up and burn them down, right? And to shoot at tankers trying to go to refill them or fix them. Yeah, now he owns the only gas station in town, right? So you think he's like on Easy Street. Now he can raise prices, do whatever he wants. That's great. Except everybody in the world now hates America because they know who caused this. And I sent a cartoon over. That's number 6. This is what the world is now looking at for America. We are like the maniac arsonists who think that we're going to make out by destroying the globe's economy and being the last supplier, you know, the last resort supplier. This is so short-sighted. You know, the Germans and the Japanese in World War II, they had visions of an alliance that would span the globe and they would have everything controlled. It didn't work out in the end. There's no guarantee that this plan works out in the end. We can literally turn the entire planet against us. And this is not going to be a happy day for us when, you know, Americans abroad can be kidnapped, lynched, for like Israelis right now. There are countries in Europe, Israelis can't even travel. They'll have rocks thrown at them. You know, Americans will not be able to travel with an American flag on their pack or their laptop. It's going to be, oh no, I'm from Canada. I'm not from that crazy country that, you know, burned down the energy supply of the world and led to a famine. I mean, if you think it's bad in Europe, Australia, Japan, imagine you're in some marginal African country that can barely feed itself in the best times. Now there's no diesel fuel and there's no fertilizer. And the 2025 harvest fails, or the 2026 harvest, rather. And next year is a famine. The whole world will know who did it. It's not going to be good for America. I'm just getting started. I'll see you on the other side.
to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra methylene blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra methylene blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra methylene blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up
about it.
Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade, take starting meds to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's yours.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I've been an OFO for as long as I've been an Info Warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know like knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm like horrible with equipment. I'm like very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80. We're selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
You know, I was born in 1957, and a lot of my brothers, older brothers, their friends, they were drafted. There was still a draft. I was extremely aware and conscious. I was actually at a couple draft parties where, you know, 19, 20-year-old college guys are are watching to see what number their birthday comes up. And if it's a low number, they're going to be, you know, off to Vietnam. And if they had a high number, they'd breathe a sigh of relief and go on with their life. Notably, our present president that I voted for 3 times, he had 4 college deferments, and then he got a medical bone spur deferment. So it's interesting that, you know, he may be sending troops into harm's way when he did everything he could to avoid service in that time. Now, back in Vietnam, and I'm going to bring this back up to today with, you know, the officers that we sometimes active duty or early or, you know, recently retired, we see on TV all the time. This guy, Colonel David Hackworth, I think he died, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 years ago. A fantastic book. I should got to reread this. I've read it 2 or 3 times. But this guy, Colonel David Hackworth, he used to be on TV once in a while. He'd always wear like a black turtleneck. Very cool guy. He was a battlefield commission in Korea. That's where, you know, some private jumps on a tank and takes over the battle and you know, the lieutenant's useless or dead, or the sergeants are combat ineffective, and some private just like takes charge. He was a battlefield commission. That's how he became a lieutenant on the battlefield in Korea. He actually tried to get into World War II. He was too young, so he was in the Merchant Marine, which would take him, you know, like even younger. But I think he was the youngest colonel in the United States Army. And he was considered such a gung-ho, shooting star, way out in front guy that he was in charge of developing a lot of the tactics and procedures. He was given command of some experimental units, allowed a lot of leeway in how he would fight. He was in the Army, but he was in the down in the Delta, which is kind of a little bit different. But when he finally determined that, you know, the war was not going to be won, it couldn't be won the way that it was being won, while he was on active duty, he threw his career away. He went on television. He went on one of the Sunday shows and said, I can't do this anymore. I can't be a prop for this, all these lies. You know, this meat grinder that's not going to work, can't work, been here, done everything. You know, we dropped more than 3 times more bombs on Vietnam, little South Vietnam, than we dropped in World War II on Germany. And, you know, we had over 4,000 combat aircraft at the height of the war. Right in Vietnam. They didn't have to invade Vietnam. They were right in Vietnam. 550,000 troops right in South Vietnam. We lost that war. So Iran is, you know, 10 times bigger than South Vietnam, with 6 times its population. I'm wondering, is there anybody in the Pentagon willing to say, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be, you know, one of those guys that said, I'm just following orders. Is there anybody in the Pentagon, anybody in command that will take off the stars, go on TV and say, I'm sorry, pension or no pension, my conscience won't allow it. I'm not going to be on team genocide. I'm just not going to do it. We've been hearing about these generals being fired by Pete Hegseth, and presumably because they think that you know, what's coming is a disaster, an unfolding disaster. But are any of them willing to forego their pension and just say, I can't live with that. I'm not going to do it. Anybody? I don't think, you know, the way you get paid is, you know, and these are like 6-figure salaries. These are like 300,000 to a million to be on call for Fox News to put you on, like General Jack Keane, to put you on to say everything's great. Iran's about to fall. If you tell these lies, you get $500,800 a year. Is it worth the price of your soul, or are you just really that stupid? I mean, we don't have 550,000 troops to send to Iran. And Iran is 10 times bigger than South Vietnam. And we can't just roll it in ships and unload like we did at Da Nang in 1965 and set up bases all over the country. We'll have to fight our way in. And if we had drafted a 2 or 3 million man army and we conquer Iran, then will have to occupy it forever against an insurgency that's in a country that's six Colorados. And after we've bombed their bridges and blown up their power stations, do you think they're going to love us? You know, my small academic background was Russian studies in college. But I've followed these things super closely all my life. In the Second World War, if the Germans had come in as liberators and said, we're here to get rid of the communists, there was a chance that they could have flipped the whole thing, you know, like the polarity being switched, like a diode. But they didn't. They came in treating them like Untermenschen. And the people who didn't love Stalin, especially in, you know, the approaches to Moscow, Belarus, Ukraine, which was part of the Soviet Union then, they definitely didn't love the communists. But when you come in and you just start blowing people up and, you know, machine gunning villages and laughing like, ha ha, it's sport, you know, like Israelis in Gaza, they actually turned the country back to Stalin out of a survival instinct. And Stalin, now this is a kind of real politic that is very comparable to Iran now. So the 1930s, the communists in Russia, the Soviet Union, they're getting rid of Christianity. They're not burning down the churches, but they like turned them into museums of communism, things like that. They didn't burn them. Then they need the people on their side again that after 1941, Operation Barbarossa, that now they need the people. They said, let's allow some religion again. Let's allow people to wear a cross or have a chaplain. We're still communists, but we need these people. So this is what we can see in Iran right now. Iran has become a very secular society outside of the hardcore, you know, Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Being forced to adhere to Islamic law for all these years has turned the average Iranian against forced religion. And so like Stalin, it's like an obverse, like Stalin saying, maybe we'll go a little bit easy on the forced, abolishing of religion. We'll allow people to have their religion. Right now, the Iranians are going to say, we need the people on our side, so we're going to go a little bit easy on forcing the religion down their throat, and we're going to emphasize nationalism. Same thing that Stalin did. We're going to downplay international communism and emphasize Russian national patriotism, including orthodoxy. And so right now, we're bombing the crap out of Iran, and the Iranian people are rallying to Iran as a national cause, not to support the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, but they're facing a genocide. And today, with what Trump said, this is like Hitler coming into Russia and saying, we're just going to kill all the Untermenschen. I mean, you can't be more clear than that. We're going to destroy this civilization so it can't return again for 100 years, Trump said. You know, in the tweet and also in some of his spoken commentary. 100 years. They can't rebuild it for 100 years. We're going to turn them back to the Stone Age. These are people that had cities, you know, with running water centuries before Rome did. Centuries before. These are very smart people. The word Iran is related to Aryan. Yeah, Aryan. As opposed to Persian, which was a word put on them by the Greeks, like us calling the Deutsch people Germans. You know, the Persians is a word that was put on them from outside. They consider themselves the Aryans. They're very, very smart people. And even if we could somehow raise an army, draft an army of millions and conquer Iran, we would just be setting ourselves up for decades and decades of a counterinsurgency that would be much tougher than the Vietnam War. Orders of magnitude tougher. I mean, it put up, can you put up, there's a map of Korea I had. It says, question, do you wish? It's number 5, the Korea map. Is people are, one of the main talking points of this situation is that, Matt, if the Iranians get the bomb, they're going to use it. They're crazy. They're suicidal maniacs. You know, we can't let them get the bomb. They were saying the same thing about Kim Jong-un and his father 30 years ago, 20 years ago. Believe me, the neocons had the same exact talking point. Matt, the North Koreans, they're crazy. If they get nukes, they'll use them because they're crazy. Okay? Who here wishes that we had gone to war in 2005? Full war. You know, Incheon landing, cross the DMZ, mobilization like Desert Storm to invade North Korea, to go into those mountains and into those tunnel complexes to take away their rocket program and take away their nuclear program. And how many casualties would have been worth if we lost 10,000 or 20,000 Americans? Would that have been worth it? Let's say 30,000 Americans. Would that have been worth it? Maybe 8 years or 5 years, less than Vietnam. And at the end, if you've gone into the last North Korean tunnel complex and destroyed the last centrifuge and the last rocket factory, then what do you have to do? You have to occupy North Korea forever, okay? Now, here's the news flash. Iran is 14 times bigger than North Korea. It's 10 times bigger than South Vietnam. Iran makes North Korea, if you remember all the movies of the Korean War, Bitter Cold, Chosun Reservoir, fighting in icy mountains. Iran makes North Korea look like Central Park. It has 18,000 foot mountains. These tunnel complexes are bored sideways into the sides of granite mountains so that they're thousands of feet underneath of granite. Our bunker buster bombs, they don't even hear them in those complexes. Somebody has to tell them, a 2,000 pounder hit. You know, really? Didn't feel it because it was 3,000 feet of granite up above us. And we're going to send a couple C-130s and a few hundred spec ops troops in to these mountain complexes that are in dozens of mountains. These are the Iranians. These are not Saudis. These are not Afghans. These guys tunnel like they're Swiss or Germans. When you think of Iranians, you know, one of the targets we're hitting today are their universities. And do you know why we're hitting their universities? Well, Matt, that's where their scientists learn how to do all this stuff. If we're going to destroy them and wipe out their civilization, we're going to have to wipe out their universities. This is the war we're fighting now, folks. This is extremely immoral. And not only is it immoral, as if, you know, we're up on Mount Olympus and the dirt people down there can never touch us. They can touch us. This is not World War II or even Vietnam, where we have an Atlantic and a Pacific that are going to protect us. If we continue this war of destruction, of civilizational destruction, do you think they're going to surrender? They didn't surrender for 8 years against the Iraqis when we were supplying the Iraqis with poison gas to drop poison gas on Iran. They didn't surrender. They are not going to surrender. And if they have destroyed everything within their reach and they've used up all of their rockets and there's nothing left to fire at Israel or at the American allies, you know, in UAE, Qatar, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, there's nothing left for them to hit. We're still not going to be able to invade them because we don't have a tenth of the force required to hold any ground there. No matter what, if we put the lights out in that country, they will still hold the Strait of Hormuz. And if all of that infrastructure in the Persian Gulf is destroyed, we're in a Great Depression, folks. But even short of that, Who is to say now that we have put these tactics on the table as legitimate military targets, part of our strategy, that we can destroy a country's electrical grid because we don't like their policy? We want to, as Trump even said, they have to say uncle. They have to bow, they have to bend the knee. We call it in our propaganda media negotiations. But it's negotiations like the mafia where you're tied to a chair with a gun at your head. That's what the mafia calls a negotiation. Surrender everything you've got. Become my slave or I blow your head off. That's a negotiation. To the rest of the world, that's a mafia threat and extortion. And don't think for a minute that the tens of thousands of people, actually millions that came in over the open border during the Biden years and were here before, Don't think for a minute there aren't tens of thousands of operatives that came in. They're disciplined. The Iranians are not, you know, of course, you'll always get lone wolves that are on their own frequency. But the actual Chinese and Iranian agents that have come into our country and have no doubt about it, they're operating still under military discipline in the sense that, yes, We're establishing safe houses. We're establishing agent rat lines. You know, we're doing target recon, but we're not acting until we're told because we're part of an overall military effort. But if the power goes out in Tehran, nobody can ever say now that taking out America's electrical grid is an act of terrorism. So if you can put up, I think it's number two. It says if we destroy Iran's electrical power grid. It's like the picture is from, I think, the 1977 Great Power Outage in New York City. But you can see there's just car headlights that are lighting up New York City there. If we take out Iran's power grid and throw that country into the Stone Age so that people in hospitals all die and all the food in the supermarket spoils and the bridges are destroyed and people are isolated and the waterworks are destroyed because a lot of the water pipes go on these pipes or these bridges. Make no mistake, a bridge is not just a thing that a train or a car drives over. A bridge also has electrical power, water, gas lines. That's on the bottom of the bridge. So when we destroy the bridge, we're destroying in many cases, the water and the power and the gas. Do you think now that if somebody in this country already with pre-planned targets, like the California Metcalf attack, that has already been reconned, and these guys are in cells, under military discipline, undercover, but they've got their pre-planned reconned targets, and if they're told our counterstrike against America is the power grid, and they go out and they do 20 or 30 Metcalf attacks in one night where these giant transformers that are, these 15 and 20 foot tall high power transformers are destroyed. Do you think we're going to call it terrorism? How can we call it terrorism? We started this war. Anybody that says, well, Matt, it's sort of been a war for 47 years. Look, we started this war. We did sneak attacks. Perfidy, kind of an old English sounding word, perfidy, like a perfidious person, is to lure somebody in with a fake offer of talks or a truce and then assassinate them. You know, hold up the white flag to get them in range, then your sniper shoots them. That's perfidy. We did that last June. We did that February 28th. We let it happen in Qatar last year. This was Hezbollah negotiators in Qatar. We allowed that building where they were meeting, the Hezbollah negotiators, we allowed Israeli bombers to hit it. And we have the greatest radar in the Middle East. We knew it was coming and we let it happen. Perfidy. Nobody will trust America now. Who is going to meet Americans to have negotiations? We've proven how we negotiate. Pete Hegseth said, with that one of those pictures, Pete Hegseth said, we negotiate with bombs. We negotiate with bombs. We're off the rails, folks. And this is like Germany and Japan in 1939 or 41. It might be selling on Fox News and even on CNN. They're kind of like, you know, hey, wasn't that a great rescue? And they're not even talking about why would all these C-130s be flying in? Not for a rescue. So they're even what you would think are kind of middle of the road, networks. They're really sticking very close to the propaganda line, sort of seeing which way the winds of war blow before they come out for it or against it. But I'm telling you, when you start a war of aggression, yeah, reasons. We had reasons. You know, the Iranians, they're crazy. If they get a nuke, they'll use them. They haven't. They had their former supreme leader had a fatwa against building nuclear weapons. To Americans who are used to perfidy as a tactic, well, you know, Matt, those Iranians, they always lie. That's projection. That's projection. We would always lie because we always do. So therefore they would always lie. But in their society, if the supreme religious leader says, we don't build nuclear weapons, they don't build nuclear weapons. Well, we killed that guy. And then we killed the next level below him and the next level below him. The guys under them are like, I am sure right now they're spinning up the centrifuges in some mountain complex as we speak. As we speak. And all they've got to do is drag this out. They don't need a victory. They don't need to have all they need to do is keep firing a couple missiles at Israel and around the Gulf every night for the next couple months. And the world economy goes into a Great Depression. And the entire world looks at Trump and the United States and says, you did this. You thought it would be an easy victory. You thought you could assassinate a few leaders and the Iranian people would rise up. Because Bibi Netanyahu told you that. But what Netanyahu wants is a destroyed Iran. And Iran's not going by the script. So if somebody parks a truck bomb on the Golden Gate Bridge or, you know, one of the Hudson River bridges and blows it up, we're just going to say, well, you know, whatever. That's war. When you start a war of aggression with sneak attacks, we used to always say this about the Japanese. Hey, you started the war at Pearl Harbor, so we finished it at Hiroshima. That was like a set phrase all my life growing up. You started it at Pearl Harbor, so don't bitch if it ends up at Hiroshima. Well, we started this one on February 28th with sneak attacks. Assassination sneak attacks. That's not the country I grew up in. Anyway, I'm always glad to sit in this chair and talk to the InfoWars audience. We don't know what's going to happen with InfoWars in the future. I've got, you know, besides David Hackworth's book, and I wish there were a few David Hackworths around, I have my own books people can find and read and you know, that'll help keep me going. But, who knows what's going to happen in the next days or weeks. Will Trump decide to spare the world, or will Trump trigger Armageddon? I think seriously he has a messiah complex. I think that the Susie Wileses and the Pete Hegseths around him have convinced him that he's like some man of destiny. You know, number 47 and 47 years in Iran. I think that he's got a total messiah complex, and it's not going to end well.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines. We'll be right back.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of, like, thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.